Leto? Leto, are you there? Leto, I can't hear you.
I'm here.
Leto, there you are. Leto, are we dead?
I don't feel dead.
You don't look very dead. You look cute as ever.
I guess the Armageddon isn't that bad.
I mean, it's December 21st, wink, wink, and we're still here.
Let me make sure I got everything there. Yep, still all 2 inches. Everything's there.
So, are you sure this isn't the afterlife? What do they call that where you hang in the balance for a while?
Is this purgatory?
Think it might be, but if it's here with you on the air, I'm okay with that. Oh wait, no, I just forgot to press the play button over here. That's better. Right, we're back. We are not dead. The world is not over.
Wait,
Huh?
we still haven't gotten there. We might be,
Oh,
but
we're not going to tell them that we're recording this before the 21st?
I'm just saying.
I thought that was supposed to be a secret.
No, I'm
I'm pretty
sorry.
optimistic. That's why I'm going into this saying, you guys are all fucking wrong, you idiots.
That's true. I feel that way too.
But then if the world does end, no one will ever hear this, so we're right either way.
But will they hear us? I'm just saying, heaven or hell, I'm pretty sure they have iTunes.
Well, I'm pretty good with the devil, so he might put it over the intercom down there.
Exactly. Maybe that's really what hell is to some people.
That's
They have to
right.
listen to our show nonstop.
That's true. And maybe our heaven is knowing that they're listening to it in hell forever and they're hating it.
And
That's
maybe,
funny.
yeah, that's kind of weird. It's a come see, come saw type of thing. And then maybe in purgatory, they just have to listen to other crappy podcasts I will not mention.
Oh, I got it.
Yes.
All right. You know what? Since the world is starting over now, because we had thought it was ending, we all were planning on to end. I think we should start fresh. I think we should start with new names. I'm gonna throw some new names out there, and you tell me if you agree, if you like them or you want to choose your own new name.
Is this, oh, okay,
Yeah, our
our
new
new
names.
call tags?
Yeah. No, I mean just as we're as we are alive to
Okay,
the whole world.
let's do this.
Okay. Well, first of all, welcome back. This is the unsafe point in time. I mean, the danger hour.
Yeah,
Did you get that? Unsafe point in time.
unsafe point in time. Yes, it is.
I am Constable Dangerous, and this is the boy wonder sidekick, Optimus Lidotron.
I like that.
Thank you. From
Choo-choo-choo-choo.
now on, your name tag at work is going to say Optimus Lidotron. That would be awesome.
I could make that happen.
And then if people go, excuse me, Miguel. No. Look at my name tag. It clearly states Optimus Lidotron.
I did go to Fridays one time with Babatu, and the waiter, he comes up, yeah, welcome to Fridays, da-da-da-da-da. My name is Megatron. I'm like, no, come on, dude. We're really not gonna call you Megatron this whole time, right? He's like, yeah, no, go ahead, call me Megatron. I said, fuck this. This guy is not cool enough to be Megatron. And then at the end, his little statement with the bill and everything like that, he's all, thank you very much, Megatron. Like, fuck that guy. You're
You
just
give
a
him a tip?
dick. Yeah, I gave him a tip. Don't name yourself stupid names.
Well, now you can go back as a Lidotron.
Exactly.
You can fucking have a battle.
I could kick him in the nuts.
All right. So I guess our new names are Constable Dangerous and Optimus Lidotron. And yeah, apparently the Mayan calendar ends on December 21st. And everyone's freaking out because I guess they think the Mayans knew something. They're up ahead of everyone else. I don't know.
Exactly. How did that fare well for them? Are they still here?
Yeah. Their calendar ended a whole lot longer ago than ours. Anyway, you see that picture I posted of that little comic where the guy's holding the Mayan like calendar thing, and
He's
he's
all,
like,
yeah, this would really freak someone out or something like that.
Yeah. I can only go to 2012.
I've put a lot of this into perspective, and I'm like, at first I thought, okay, December 21st, that's a really specific date. but they made these calendars in the in these big circle disc type things.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, maybe the scientists or fuckheads, whoever read this, maybe they really didn't translate it at all. Maybe it's a really graphic porno, you know?
Maybe it's a board game.
Exactly. And, you know, that big face in the middle, they, like, throw little balls into it or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe it's, you know, maybe it's something like that. And then I go, really? How did they get all these little numbers and dates? Like, who really can say, like, oh, this is what this means. A little eagle means February. It's like, really? Come on, Dick. And then you have all these comics, like, you know, actually explaining truth. And I'm like, okay, I get
that.
Well,
no, I mean, an eagle with a heart means Valentine's Day. Everyone knows that.
Of course. Obviously.
Lito and I are doing something for the first time in Danger Hour history.
Could be the last time.
It could be. If we're dead by now, I don't know.
Or gone.
If we're all wiped out.
Exactly.
Maybe one day, if we do get wiped out, some alien race will come and stumble upon this planet and somehow find my computer and are able to take off this audio and hear how fucking retarded we were.
Exactly. They pick up somebody's iPhones because everybody has an iPhone.
Right.
And hopefully the Danger Hour's on there. And
and then they can get all the iPhones and link them all together and like make clones of us because of our DNA that we use in our spit.
There you go.
On our phone.
And the headphones too or everything like that. Yeah.
Why not? See you in hell, motherfuckers. And by hell, I mean the future when the alien overlords are ruling us.
Yeah. Kratos and Kang. Yeah. Imagine if they really did look like that. Like just a big slobbering monster with the one eyeball.
That would be awesome.
And a space helmet, like a big aquarium. Wouldn't those guys be really easy to like destroy and conquer? Like,
yeah, just throw a fucking rock at their
head. Throw a rock at him like, I can't breathe no more. You know? It's like, fuck those guys. They just have tentacles. You know? I've eaten octopus before. Those guys ain't that much of a match.
Have you? I have too.
I've had sushi. Sushi. Hey!
Yeah.
We had the raw octopus one time. It wasn't alive. Have you seen the YouTube videos
Coctopus?
Of octopus? Huh? No. Oh, that might have been a Friday night. There's these YouTube videos, and it says how to eat live octopus. It's like these Discovery Channel, like, oh, we're searching in the Asian community.
No, thank you.
There's people that have died because of this. It's a live octopus. They wrap it around some, you know, Chinese bullshit chopsticks, and they fucking they start chewing on this bitch. But what happens is their fucking tentacle starts fighting back, and it gets caught in their throat. And like the octopus isn't giving up, and like the guy chokes.
Yeah, hey, I don't feel bad for that guy.
Yeah,
well, it's he deserved
like,
it.
Exactly. It's like eating fugu.
Yeah,
you know, it's the ultimate test.
You take a walk on the wild side.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they were being dangerous.
A little too dangerous.
Hmm.
Yeah, people like that, I don't get it, man. I'm not going to cry over you. I'm not going to cry over you. You're fucking retarded. I'm going to put this living thing down my mouth.
I wonder if anybody has really given it all that the whatever's going to happen on the 21st is really going to happen. And they just been, you know, YOLO all this whole year, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, well, I'm going to, you know, do these magnificent things. You know, they've been saving their whole life. And YOLO, 21st, I'm done-o, you know?
You know there's a lot of fucking crazy people out there that just cash in all their, all their savings accounts.
Exactly.
Everything. Sold their house. Like, oh, we're all going to die. I might as well live it up.
On the 20th, or like the 18th, they take out all their money and they just blow it. Yeah. On the 22nd, they come, you know, the bank's like, oh, so you've come crawling back, huh?
What are the Asian people?
I fear, you know, like that. Well, like come over here in your house. Like, you know, I get over here. There's like First Union Bank, Mega Bank. You know, it's like all that. Ching chong chang shit.
First China Bank of non-America.
Exactly. First Bank of China. We take all your money.
I didn't say we're drinking 40s. That's what was the first time ever in the Danger Hour.
First time, last time.
We're drinking 40s.
40s, yo.
Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Break yourself, nigga.
Nyoko. Lito's got a Bud Light and I got to go little man. I got to one-up him with a Bud.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. All right, buddy. Hey, you know what? One last time. Cheers.
Cheers.
Here's salute. Good fucking. Here's a good run.
One more time. Oh, yeah.
Listen to that 40 ounce.
Come on, Nyaka. I can never do it as good as King of Dingaling, man. It'll never happen.
Nobody can.
Nobody can.
Come on, Nyaka.
Nope.
Oh, sorry. I tried.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, one last thing.
It's coming. It started it's early. Starting. They've sent their demons.
Crazy, crazy 5-year-old nuts. One more thought about this whole thing is, I mentioned it in a prior podcast about what I saw on that movie Zeitgeist. They mentioned the same kind of deal where it's not the end of the world. It's just the end of an age or an era, which means like a new age is going to start. So dickheads, it's not like, oh my God, it's all over. It's like, nah, it's the end of this chapter. Let's flip the page to a new one.
Imagine if this like huge purple cloud just comes over on the 21st and it starts raining and everything. Like everybody just starts like, some people start flying. Some people like grow really crazy claws and like, you know, everyone turns into some type of like super being. And that's our next evolution.
Have you seen Red State?
No, I haven't.
No?
No.
Can it ruin it for you?
It's sure, whatever. It's whatever. Let's go. Yeah. Fuck it.
It's about some like crazy religious dudes. And, you know, they believe hardcore about all that shit. And they start.
Is it a movie or a documentary?
No, it's a movie. It's a Kevin Smith movie. And they're really hardcore about the scripture and all this nonsense. And I forget exactly what happens. But at the end, they have a full-on fucking shootout. Like, they have, like, what do you call that shit?
A shootout?
No, those, like, those assault rifles. They got assault rifles. Like, out the windows, killing cops and shit. And at the very end of the movie, they hear...
Is the seventh trumpet or
whatever
it is?
Yeah, and they go, oh... The Lord's coming. He's coming. I told you. And they all throw their guns down and they all come outside like, ah, you guys are fucking doomed. I told you. And it just happened to be some like bell or something that some guy had.
Some kid playing a trumpet.
Some shit like that. Yeah. Like, but I was like, oh shit. Like at the end of the movie, like, I thought that was going to be cool. Like, oh fuck, they really were right. Yeah. And then it's like,
you think a really horrible joke would be is like, you know, take like a PA system, you know, install it in your car and go outside of a church on the 21st and just like take a trumpet and like.
That would be badass. That would be awesome. We got to do that shit.
I'm pretty sure. You know what? I've been having these really bad thoughts and I mean, really bad jokes. And
it's demon serpent.
I should stop because I have had history of bad things happening to me while committing blasphemy, I guess. It's just the way my brain works. And I think I should stop. I mean,
you've said things in the past and bad things happening.
Remember, I was making fun of homosexuals and Jesus. And then I got into that
which
car
time?
Accident.
Like every time I see you.
While I was making fun of that guy, I'm all, look at that guy,
oh.
Jesus. And I drew a picture of him at the Carl's Jr. And then I got hit. The car hit my car. And I'm like, you give me your name right now. And like, he's all, my name is Jesus. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Okay. Were there any other events after that one?
I just shouldn't tempt the fates. You know what I'm saying? How many times have you seen a YouTube video and like, oh, look at how hard it's raining outside. Imagine if a thunder was to hit. And then like it hits, you know?
Well, so
I believe coincidence is a strong thing, but. To actually have it that hardcore of a coincidence happen to you. I mean, one in a billion. How's this guy going to be named Jesus and the other guy be gay?
Was he?
Yes.
Oh, that's just awesome. That's a great story then.
It was ridiculous, man. I was like, uh-oh.
Do you remember the time I told you that I was, because I work outside, that it was like sprinkling and I'm like, that's all you got? What can you give me? And then like fucking literally like 2 seconds.
Exactly.
Downpouring. I'm like, holy fuck. I just
it's like
spit in God's eye.
You're like Lieutenant Dan. Is this all you can got? You know? I don't know. Sometimes, you know, like I said, it's it could just be nothing.
It could be. Probably is.
I think that's why religion is so strong, is because really all you need is that, you know, simple act of whatever it is to be called an act of God.
Yeah.
Whoever's God it is, no one will ever know. Until you actually see them, it's all belief. Belief is a strong thing, man.
Or disbelief.
There you go. That's the danger. That's the danger hour getting deep. Usually we go long and hard, but now we're getting deep.
Well, long and hard is deep, if you think about it.
Oh, you blew my mind.
It has to be.
Wow.
Depending where that came from. All right, now we have Oh, by the way, this is like an Armageddon / Christmas show.
Yin and Yang.
First we do the doom, then we bring the joy.
Yeah. Well, let's get into some jolly cheeriness. Now it's time for Mr. Know-It-All.
He's Mr. Know-It-All. I know a thing about a thing or two.
Or nothing at all.
Because you're dead. Let me hear your impression of you after the 21st.
I'd just be regular because nothing's going to happen.
I thought you'd give me that good one that you... hold on. Just humor me. Let me hear an impression of Leto after the 21st. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's right on.
Ready? Ready for my impersonation of Macho Man?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Why?
Why? Because you dead. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Shout out to Macho Man.
Mr. Know-It-All Nerd Edition, but this is also Christmas Edition, so just take the nerd right out of there.
Ho, ho, ho.
And put Christmas holiday something or other in there. I don't know. Here we go. Mr. Know-It-All, how much does a Santa Claus make? I'm going to say hourly.
Oh, I thought he was going to.
Oh, did you get that? Like a person like in a mall or something, or like at a like an event for.
Oh, are you talking about a literal Santa Claus?
Like yeah, like a
mall
dude?
Santa Claus?
Yeah, that kind of guy.
Okay. Not counting all the boners if he's a pedophile. I'm going to assume he makes about $11 an hour.
That's what I thought. Let me read you something that I saw today. Of course, it is from one website. Who knows if it's true or not? But I'm going to say it is.
Because okay. Everything on the internet's real.
That's right.
Just like the apocalypse coming up on the 21st. I read that on the internet.
A beginning Santa can earn an hourly wage of $100. While veteran hourly wage. Hourly.
No way.
While veteran Santas can earn an average wage of $175 to $200 per hour. The really big pay rate comes on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. That's when they can earn wages of $175 to $200 for their first hour of work and $100 to $300 for every hour after that.
I call shenanigans.
I don't know, man.
I call shenanigans.
Yeah, I hope. Look it up. If a Santa works 40 days during the holiday season, he can bring in the new year with $8,000 to $10,000 in total wages.
I call shenanigans. And
it's fucking true.
I have a new mission because I work in a mall and they have a Santa Village.
Nice.
I am going to get to the bottom of this. Hopefully we have a world to come back to that I can report this with.
Yes.
All right.
So you're telling me while this dude's working, having kids on his lap and shit, you're going to go up there on his lap and go, how much do you make?
Well, I was thinking about going on his lap, but now that you're saying
angle.
It, I
just
might
have a big
well.
Lollipop in those locks, like Mr. Burns is a kid.
I want. Maybe if I send Denny the Jarhead, because he's really tiny, you know, they'll think he's a little kid.
Yeah.
Maybe you can ask him. I'm gonna ask. I'll get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
I call shenanigans because there's no way that these fuckers. You know what? $11, I would undercut that. You know, I would say it's a little bit more because they have to deal with fucking kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming in a nicer mall, it won't be that much.
That.
I'm assuming in a you know, I would say more worse mall, in a bad mall, ghetto mall, I guess. I think you would get paid more because you've got a lot of more babies, kids to deal with, you know? No matter what you're doing, you know, for a job or whatever, you never want to have to deal in, you know, with asshole kids.
Yeah. Well, now that you mention that, the kid thing, it's probably they pay more because not any fucking dickhead can mess with kids. You got to be a straight up dude.
I hope.
Clean fucking record is what I would imagine, right?
I hope that this, you know, application comes with a straight up certification or something like that. Like, you know, they have for the gun laws. I hope they have like fucking a 2 week, you know, wait, you know, background check and everything like that.
I would hope so, dude. Cause can you imagine if you're like the mall dude, like, oh, let's hire a Santa. And this guy starts like touching kids and shit. Or
man,
it comes out that something happened.
Rubbing your back.
You'd be fucked.
Oh man. remember, I mean, shit has gotten a lot more strict nowadays, but remember back when we were kids, you never heard of any of this, you know, rape bullshit or anything like that. The only people that were raping kids were the priests, and that was later on in our life. Never Santa Clauses. Imagine how many of these fuckheads were fucking rapos.
Yeah, but back then there was something different called the no fucking rat policy. Don't be a fucking rat. Don't be a fucking rat.
Back then, people could hit you when they weren't your parents.
Yeah, and everyone was a whistleblower.
Exactly.
Look what he did to me.
Now all of a sudden, all the kids have fucking rights.
That's why the older dudes now are like, hey, what's going on? And back in my day, no one said anything.
Look at my saddles. That's a paddling.
Back then, the priest would say, hey, I just touched you, but if you tell anyone, you're a faggot too. Because you got touched.
Exactly. I mean, I don't know, man. I call shenanigans on the $100 per hour because.
All right. I would like you to do some investigative reporting.
Exactly. I mean, think about it. Why isn't everybody a Santa then? And it's kind of. I wonder if this
I just
job,
said it, dude. Okay. How many white dudes that have some good weight on them with a great fucking beard
that's very
and a clean record can be Santa?
Can you call discrimination for this job if you say a Mexican guy?
Yes. No. Because it's not a job, it's a fucking character. And so if you're gonna, you know, cast a character in a movie for James Bond, you're not gonna hire a fucking black dude. It's gonna be a white guy.
So it's like when Faye was saying, you know, at the Tilted Kilt, they weren't hiring waitresses, they were hiring were they a horse or something like that? Yeah. They're serving models.
Oh, cosplayers. Yeah, oh, wait, I mean, yeah.
Serving models. So now they're not hiring a Santa. They're hiring a professional kid holder.
They're hiring a child model.
Yeah. A placeholder.
Yeah.
A costume placeholder. I guess so. I wonder if you have to go to a Santa school for that. You know, like, this is how you say it. Ho, ho, ho.
And how do you audition for a Santa Claus? Like, does the interviewer have to sit on your lap? Like, now what would you say to me?
Exactly. Imagine that. Exactly. How much of a mind fuck would it really be? You know? No, you're doing it wrong. I would imagine it's like on that Howard Stern movie when Paul Giamatti's like, you got to say WNBC. He's like, that's how I'm saying it. No, you got to do the NBC. WNBC. Exactly. The other day, the Santa job, I would assume, is a hard job because you got to put the belief in these kids that you're real, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the other day, a couple weeks ago, I was getting home and our neighbors to the left of us, they were having a, I'm assuming it's a Christmas family party or work party or whatever it is. They had a bunch of kids there and they had a Santa there. And Babadoo, she's like cooking or whatever, looking out the window towards the sidewalk. She's like, there goes Santa. And I saw this fucker running, right? And I'm like, What was that? Was that Santa? Was he running? She's like, yeah, that's why was he running? And I'm like, trying to get to the bottom of it, right? Ran into his car. I'm thinking he ran because he was so into his job that you don't want to have kids seeing you drive away in your Prius.
Oh.
When really he's trying to make the belief that he's driving away in his reindeers.
Why wouldn't he just go into the bathroom and then take all this shit off and come out?
You
and be like, whoa, I just saw Santa Claus in the bathroom. He zoomed up the fucking vents.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, it was an outdoor party, too. So,
yeah.
I mean, they had a perfect view of all the cars in the front yard. I mean,
I didn't think about that. You got to have a fucking escape plan.
Exactly.
You got to have the dads keep the kids outside so the dude can walk in, take his shit off, and leave.
And it was funny because Santa was like, or Babadoo was like, hey, there's Santa. Look at Santa. Go take a picture of him or whatever. You know, for the Instagrams or the Facebooks. And I'm like, I was going to get up and like just see this fucking red and white fucking blur. And I'm like, was that Santa running? She's like, yeah. I hope he didn't rape anybody. I'm like, you know, didn't touch anybody's jingle balls.
So, oh, boy. Hey-o.
More of that to come.
Nicely done, sir.
Yes.
All right. Nice. I like that so far. Christmas time. Let me ask you something, man. Decorations. Are you a decorations guy? Do you have the need to decorate?
I have the need to put up beads. No, I'm just playing.
Anal beads?
Yeah, exactly. You know what? I kind of. I mean, we've kind of made it into a little bit of a, you know, family type of thing you do. I don't sit there and I do more of the heavy lifting. You know, I'm the one that goes, gets the tree, I put it in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do the decorating. Sometimes I'll put up the lights. I didn't do the lights this year.
No, just forget the tree. The tree's exactly. A different story. I mean, decorations in another, like, you know, outside.
I won't get on a ladder. I have a fear of heights. I told you.
That's
this.
Right.
So, my brother-in-law does that. And, you know what? This is going to go into more of my, fancy that later on. I don't want to give too much away, but, this year we have gotten a lot more
festive.
I love that word. I like that word. So yes, this year we have gotten a lot more festive.
Yes. Now, here's why I bring this up, because, Natalie's dad came over the other day and he's like, "Hey, why don't you have lights on this house?" I'm like, "What?
Is he an old Japanese man?"
Yeah. Wait.
Was it your Christmas lights? Oh,
your twinkly sparklies.
Yeah. How come you don't have the flash of light of boo and the Christmas?
Anyways, he goes, "Okay, let me try again. Hey, how come you don't have any lights?" Sounds Japanese again. I don't know. That's what he sounds to me. "Why don't you have any lights in the house?" And so I'm like, "I don't know." He's like, "Look at those guys across the street. They got lights. And over there, they got lights, but you don't." Oh, the Japanese guy doesn't have lights. I'll tell you that much. The Jap across the street, they got the stairs in me all day. He has no lights because I don't think they care. But I was like, I really don't give a fuck. And is like a manly dude supposed to, you know, you got a wife and kids. "Oh, I'm going to put the lights on the house today, baby," and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Are you supposed to be like that? I just don't give a fuck.
Maybe
am I a Grinch?
I don't think it's more of a Grinch. I think our younger generation just really kind of drops the ball when it comes to, you know, traditions.
Hmm.
But I don't know. Have you ever asked your kids if like they wanted the kids on their lights on their house? Kids
I think
on their
they
house.
Would say yes, of course.
So why
that's
don't
why I
you
don't
do
ask
it?
Them?
Do you fuck want yeah, lights? God damn it!
Why would they say no? Fuck that! Why would I want lights in my house?
Don't you want your house to look like a fucking haunted house during Christmas?
I'd say, listen, kid. Why would you want lights in this house when you can look outside of the neighbor's house and appreciate the lights?
I don't know, man.
You can't see the lights in the house in this house. Yeah, I don't know.
Why not? You should just do it, man. I mean, really, it doesn't take too long.
My dad has year-round lights, if you know what I mean. They're still on there from last year.
Hey, you never take them down. You don't have to put them back up, right? Yeah, I mean,
I told my dad, it was like fucking July. "Hey, Dad, you still got Christmas lights up?" "Those are year-round. They cost a little more."
Bams!
The Christmas bear.
I just saw that dude the other day. My dad, I mean, when I said that dude.
That guy.
We went to their place to make tamales.
Tamales.
Nothing more Christmassy than drinking and making tamales.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He had his crazy friend over too.
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, yeah, you know that guy. Yeah. Oh, wait, did you meet him?
No, I think you've told a story about him though.
Okay.
Tamales.
Tamales.
I like
yeah. Tequila.
Tequila.
What do we have today as our pre-show shot, Lito?
Yes, we have our 40s now, but before our pre-show shot, if you follow our Instagrams, we had tequila.
Instagrams. All right. Next thing, new Christmas shit, okay? New. I'm not going to say brand new. I'm just saying as in newer, like, you know, the last generation.
Bring it.
We went to, when you came over here, I made you come with me. I kidnapped you.
Yeah.
And took you to the liquor store with me so I can buy us some 40s. And on the way...
It was really weird because he wanted to take his kids still, too. I don't know what was going on.
You fucking... So on the way, I don't know if you noticed, all the decorations in the people's yards.
Yeah.
Out of the neighborhood. Uh-huh. Did you notice these big fucking inflatable goddamn 40-foot fucking towering things in the yards?
I've noticed those have become a lot more abundant lately.
Big time.
Yeah. My aunt has a lot of that. My ANJ. You know, I don't really do
NJ.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry.
They do Halloween, they do Christmas.
Oh, okay.
And she's got those big Christmas snow globes.
Oh.
Like we're not only
that's
does
what
it
I'm getting to also, yeah, those also.
Not only does it inflate, but the snow globe actually has things inside of it.
It has like that is, popcorn like packing
exactly,
or something.
It's really fucking really intricate, this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow. You know what?
Does it have like moving parts inside too, or just blowing it?
I think it's very static. I think it's just the actual blower inside that makes it look like a Christmas globe.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool.
Something like trains going inside too and all that shit.
I've seen that, man. We used to go as a family. We used to go a couple like many years ago. We used to go to I don't know if it was Chino Hills, Ontario Hill, wherever it was. It was in the 909 because I remember the smell of cow. And we used to go to these neighborhoods and they had, you know, like these fucking lights. Like these houses were like professionally done. Like there's all kinds of shit. Yeah. And you don't really see that too much more. But I think it's because the decorations have gotten a lot cheaper. I see a lot of people putting them up. I mean.
Oh, no. We went last year due to I think it's Brea.
No, this was the 909. I know a lot of these places do it. Yeah.
Well, you just said there's not really too many around. But yeah, Pasadena had one. We went down it 2 years ago and it was a fucking letdown. And last year we went to, I think it was Brea. And dude, they get into it. The whole neighborhood. It's ridiculous. There's just like there's miles of cars just waiting to get in.
Yeah.
Just to cruise.
And see, we didn't do
outside.
That.
Yeah. It's cool for the kids.
We did the fucking, back in the day, we walked, man. We would park it and then we would just fucking walk all these blocks and like look at.
Well, there
like,
was sprinkling that night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So. All those fuckheads are outside. Merry Christmas.
Exactly. Imagine if it's like fucking raining and you're like looking at all the decorations and like just fucking sunny shorts out and like this huge explosion and like all these kids like, you know, like, oh,
that'd
sorry.
Be awesome. Poof. Oh, yeah. But so I've said it many times. I work outdoors in fucking neighborhoods. So I see these inflatable things all over the place. But I'm in the daytime. So they're all like.
Deflated. Yeah. It's very depressing.
Yeah. It looks weird. Especially the ones that get all into it and there's like 10 of them and they're like dead on the floor. Like,
yeah, on the floor just looks like a bunch of fucking, you know, undrained pools and everything like that.
It's like a bomb hit and they're all fucking dead. Anyways. Oh, so my question was, are you on board with those? Do you like those things? I don't know how I feel about them. I don't know if I hate them or if I like them.
We haven't crossed over to the floor decorations yet, but the lights, yeah. The lights we have, you know what? Like I said, we did go to Walgreens. And you know what? I'm noticing.
No, I don't mean you personally. I mean, do you like seeing them?
I'm okay as long as it's not too crazy, then I'm okay with it. You know, the holidays is a different time of year because it makes even the most stubborn asshole into a, you know, agreeable type of guy. You know, I'll admit it. I've gotten a lot more softer in December, you know. And I'm like, oh, you know, I watch Christmas movies and, you know, all that other bullshit. And, you know, I never really cared about this stuff. So I'll do all that stuff. So I like it. You know, I got the neighbor across the street. He like fucking, you know, did all this cool stuff. And I'm like, oh, look how nice that is. You know, so I'll go with it for December. I mean, for Halloween. I mean, Christmas. Halloween too, you know, the decorations, I like that.
Okay.
We've tried doing the whole decorations in the front of the house, but
you can't beat Halloween for decorations.
No. Halloween is just cool.
Yeah.
It's a different type of thing. But I think this year, like I said, I don't want to give too much of my fancy that away, but
okay.
This year has gotten a lot better.
Yeah, I just told Natalie the other day, I'm like, you know what, these big inflatable things, I don't know how I feel about them. Do I hate them or not? She goes, stop it. It's for the kids. Just leave them alone. I was like, all right.
You didn't do the Natalie voice, man.
Oh, wait, which one?
It's really nasally and like really.
Okay, there's that
very
one.
Very judgmental.
There's that one. There's the angry girl one. There's, just leave it alone. Or there's, leave it alone. Yeah. You know, I told her the other day, like 2 days ago, I'm like, I was like, yeah, you know, this and this and that. And then, you know, I brought up you on the show. What do you mean you brought me up? See, that's her voice right there. And I go, yeah, you know what? I make this voice for you. She goes, what do you mean? And I go, yeah, I make this voice for you. What voice? And so I did it for her. She's like, I don't sound like that. And I'm like, I know you don't sound like it. And people that listen know you don't sound like it. Because you've been on the fucking show before. So they know how you sound. I go, it's just like a character. Just, you know, just to make fun of you. I can, but not really. It's just like, you know.
It's characterization.
Yeah. Just, and people know what I'm doing. Hopefully, they know that. They know my fucking humor. I'm just, it's all bullshit.
They don't,
she's
I
like,
mean.
But, yeah. But it looks like you're making fun of me. And I'm like, no, it's not that. And see, I keep doing it.
Well, not all the time. Yeah. I mean, they don't go to like the malls for those like character drawings. And they don't look at it. Wow, do I really look like that? All head and no body?
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, you get it.
It's all for ha-has.
Fucking girls. All right.
We can only marry guys. And the next different.
But we can. The next debate. This is not really like a really new thing, but it's you know, it's a newer to our generation anyway. I don't think our parents dealt with it. Lito, real tree versus fake tree. What say you?
I had this debate yesterday with Babadoo. Okay. Went to go get the tree. I'm not, like I said, I'm the lifter. I'm the go-getter.
You're the bottom.
Exactly. Okay. We go get the tree. And I'm like, ah, fuck it. Whatever. It's from my mother-in-law, first aunt, Babadoo. All right. Whatever. I like it too. But my parents, they have a fake tree. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The other day at work, we had a fake tree. We put it up. Boom. Done. This tree, I think it's more or less because we have an old stand and it usually takes about 30 minutes to make this bitch straight. But me and Babadoo were like, I'm like, wow, all this for, no, she started with like, oh my God, I love the smell of a real tree. I'm like, we can get one of the fake ones.
I like your voice for her, by the way.
Like, oh my God. And I'm like, man, let's just get a fake tree. You know, you get those like little bulbs that like, they actually sell these little bulbs that give off Christmas tree scents, right? She's like,
just get this air freshener for your car.
Exactly. She's like, oh no, that's just for the lazy people. That's the lazy way out. And I'm like, why? It's up, lickety split. It's fucking, it's level. It's stable.
That's lazy.
I don't have tree sap on my hand. I think I still have tree sap on my fucking hands today.
Yes.
It might be.
That's a big point. That's a big point for me.
I don't know. My hands been sticky. I don't know. I do like the fake ones just because they go up a lot faster. You can use them year round. But I do get the whole real aspect of it because there's nothing better than, I get it, because we were going on like this conversation and I was thinking this whole time, I'm like, it's kind of like having this conversation about barbecue. Is propane or charcoal better? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I like charcoal better. So you know what? I would probably go with the plastic one just because I would take the easy way out. But because I'm not doing it and decorating, I would say, fuck it. I'll just get a real one.
Yeah.
I like the real ones. But like I said, at work, it was way better getting a fake one. You don't have to pick up all those fucking pine needles and shit.
Yeah, for sure. That's my point. We got a small 4-footer, dude.
Yeah.
And put it up in this little I don't even know what you call it. It's like by the window. It's off the ground like 2 feet. So it looks like a 6-footer. You know, it's up there.
Oh, it's only 4 feet. It looks like a fucking huge
tree. Let me finish,
tree.
Asshole. Okay. That's what we got to begin with.
Oh, well, to begin one. With. Okay.
And so her dad comes over and goes, what the fuck is that?
What is that, like, a tree? Is that the plastic?
And she's like, what do you mean? And he's
what do you mean?
And he's like, what? What? That tree's too small. And she goes, no, it's fine. It looks good.
He's like, you like the smaller stuff. That's why you with the James.
No,
it's small, but it's a very good.
It's the opposite. If I got a big tree, that means I'm not packing.
Yeah, okay.
So I got the tiniest tree.
That's
I got the tiniest
say.
Tree you can buy. So, yeah, I mean, you know what I'm saying?
That's why we both drive Hondas, right?
Yeah. So he goes, no, fuck that. This is how he sounds, by the way. This is what he's saying. He's like, no, let's go. I'll get you a big one. Come on.
You didn't say that's what she said right after that?
Huh?
You didn't say that after he said, oh, I'm going to get you a big one? You didn't say that's what she said?
No.
I know that's what she said. I don't care. I don't care how.
I don't care.
I don't fucking sound.
I don't care who's there. I say it every time.
I don't care if it played out already.
I don't fucking say it.
Yeah.
Anyways. So he's like, come on right now. Come on. Take that back. Get your money back. All right. You know, come on. Let's go. I'll buy it for you. So we go to the store and he picks up this fucking glorious looking bastard that we got now. It's a 7.5-footer and shit.
A Douglas fir.
So we bring it home. Dude, it comes in 3 parts. You take the base out. You open the stand. Dude, they just come down. The little like arms come down and the tree looks perfectly fluffed.
Yeah.
Put the next one on top. Same deal. Next one.
Still a fake tree.
It's a fake tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you mean real tree? I thought you
guys.
Real tree?
I thought you guys went and got a real tree. I was throwing off.
No.
I heard the bass, and then when you said the second part, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. I got
no, no. Yeah, yeah. We got a fake 4-footer, and okay. He said, no, that's bullshit. Let's get a good one.
He's like, this is not. Yeah, it's not real enough. Let's get a bigger one.
And he didn't even talk to the kids. The kids want a bigger tree. And she's like, they don't care. She's like, they don't care. Jasmine goes, I want a bigger tree. I told you. And he's like, all right. So yeah, we come back. I'm telling you, dude, it took like fucking 20 seconds. Put the next part in. The arms come down.
Yeah.
The top part, it all come down. holy fuck, and the lights are already in it. It's what? Like, jeez, yeah, the lights are already in it. You just plug them into each fucking tier you put in, and then you plug into the wall, and it's like, holy shit, that was easy. I got no sap, no needles are going to be on the floor, and yeah, I like the smell of it. That's
true. I hate
you.
How long?
I didn't have to fucking haul some big piece of goddamn lumber in the.
It's not that heavy. How long did this process take?
What, to put the tree up?
Yeah.
A fucking minute.
Yesterday, our tree, I got it yesterday.
I'm not joking either, like a minute.
Yeah. Getting it out of the car, I took it off with the fucking the twine. I picked it up. It's about 10 pounds, 15 pounds, whatever it is. We fucking, our fucking Christmas, our, my mother-in-law, she does not like new or change.
Yeah.
So our fucking Christmas stand every year, it's like deja vu. Every year I'm like,
is that a new
Christmas
one?
Every year I'm like, get a new Christmas stand. I mean, get a new tree stand. Get a new tree stand. And when I get there and I bring the tree in, I'm like, fuck, I didn't get the new tree stand. This thing is so fucking old and just like it doesn't work. So to put up the tree took about 25 minutes. And a couple of arguments between all three of us because, no, this is straight. No, this is straight. No, you're wrong. No, turn it. Turn it. Turn it. Wait a minute. I turned it again. That brings me back to the original spot. Oh, now it looks better. This is what it was originally. It doesn't look better when you go in a circle. It's the same. It's when you go in a circle, it's around. It's around. It's the same point, you know? And I'm like, God damn it. And that's when we brought up the real versus fake.
Yeah.
But I do like the real tree. I do really like it. But I think with a new tree stand would be a lot better. Because when we went to the Christmas tree place, they had these really cool ones. It was just basically this fucking bent metal. And the screw just fucking right into the tree. And it's just like, boom. This one we have is just like this weird plastic thing with these four screws that they go into this tree that goes straight through. And if it's not even, like... It's a mess.
See, that's what I'm.
I'm getting upset already, and then like my hands are all fucking sappy all
exactly.
day.
Exactly. That's what I'm struggling with though. It's like it is a pain in the ass for the real tree,
right?
But it is. There's something cool about it because we grew up with real trees.
Exactly.
So there. I mean, for us, it's like nostalgic and all that. And it's the same kind of deal with the music. You want to hear real fucking bands. You don't want to hear electronic shit. And it's like, I want a real tree, not a fake fucking tree. It's like, I'm selling out somehow. Like, all right, now I'm signing up for this new age bullshit.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I stick with the classics and the old traditional ways? But it's so convenient. I'm like struggling with myself. Like,
I totally get it because it's like, you feel like you're selling out, but it's gotten so much easier.
Yeah.
And less headache, stress-free.
But it's not real.
That's the big thing you're arguing about, man. Yeah. Like, you know, I want to get a new barbecuer and it comes up for Christmas. And I'm like, wait a minute. When I was living at the apartment complex, we had gas grills, right? And I mean, they were these huge fucking monsters, like click, click, click on.
Yeah.
And 2 minutes later, I was fucking grilling and, you know, I just clean it, put some fucking Shazam on it and fucking meat was done. With the barbecue, it's like click, click, click. That's the lighter. 20 minutes later, it's almost ready.
Yeah.
You put a little bit more charcoal, and it's like, okay, the charcoal fucking burned out. Got to put more.
Dude, Barber did the same thing. He gutted out his propane fucking barbecue and made it into charcoal. He brought it camping. He's like, fuck propane.
It's so much easier, but I just have to go charcoal.
Yeah.
But propane is like, it's like the fake tree. It's like, we still don't even have all the fucking ornaments up. And that's only because my mother-in-law put up the lights today. But she wants to do it with their grandson, my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
She wants to put everything else up. But, I mean, for a full day, our tree was just a tree. It's not a Christmas tree until it's got all the decorations on.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. I mean, usually you get the tree and you put everything up that night. And we didn't have shit on it. You know, I woke up this morning, I saw this tree, and I'm like, huh. Kind of weird. We have a tree in our room, you know?
Blasphemy.
New tradition, I guess.
Yeah, I'm still lost. I haven't answered no questions for myself. Fuck it. All right. The next new thing, the thing I've been dying to talk to you about.
What's
Elf
that?
On the Shelf.
Oh, man.
Elf on the Shelf.
I keep on seeing all
did
these.
Did you look
fucking,
it up?
No, I did not.
Okay. What do you know about Elf on the Shelf?
Okay, listeners. A couple weeks ago, Mr. Danger on the Instagrams or the Facebooks, he put this elf on a shelf thing.
It was Instagrams.
Okay. He put this elf up. This elf looks fucking creepy as shit, by the way. And he says there's a meaning for it.
Yes.
We were supposed to do this Christmas thing a couple weeks ago. I didn't look it up because I didn't want to ruin it for myself. And I've been seeing this elf a lot more on, you know, other websites and things like that. I saw some really cool decorations. I mean, like, you know, impromptu setups for this elf. And I'm dying to know. What is it? I saw this really cool picture on the Chive where they had the elf. And it was like a Dexter-style kill room. And the elf was just waiting there. I'm like, oh, this elf is going to be good. I hope this explanation's good. What is the Elf on the Shelf?
All right. Elf on the Shelf is these two women. I think it's a mother and daughter team.
Okay.
They're pretty much raping society by making money off of them. But it's a kind of...
I didn't think it would start that way.
Yeah.
Women raping.
Well,
okay.
I mean, economically. It's kind of a cool idea, but it's also like, all right, you got us, you bitches, you got us. I never knew about it, and dude, until this, well, I heard about it before, never knew what the fuck it was, until this year my wife brought one home. And she's like, oh my God, we have to get this. Oh, when she's happy, that's how she sounds. Oh my God, like I'm going to get enough of the shop. I'm like, what the fuck is that? And she mentioned a part of it. I'm like, I wasn't listening. But so she brings it. She's like, oh, look what I grabbed. And I look at it, and it's, you know, the Elf on the Shelf. And she brought it. I was with my kids. What the fuck? I don't know where she was. But I was here with them, and she came home and acted like, oh, my God, look what I found on the doorstep. And the kids are like, what is it? You know? And they open the box, and it's the elf. Oh, the Elf on the Shelf. So they take it out. And there's a whole fucking story. Like, the kids are, like, blown away. Like, what the fuck is this? This is great. And
innocence, so, I fancy that, man.
Yeah. That's cool, dude. That's what's cool about it.
Yeah.
And so there's a book that comes with it. It tells you, like, the story about what the Elf on the Shelf is.
Okay.
It's a whole fucking story. You know, the words, the nice pictures and all that stuff. Basically, it's, I'm one of Santa's helpers. I was sent here to you. You know, you put me somewhere new every night, and I watch you see if you're being good or bad. And
like
every night, yeah, dude, I know. And every night when you go to sleep, I teleport back to the North Pole, and I tell Santa Claus about everything you did that day. And when I come back the next day, I'm going to be in a new hiding, in a new place. You got to find me. The cool thing is it makes it a game. Like, every morning the kids are excited as fuck. Where's the elf today? Where is the where's that little fucker? Yeah. I'm going to find him. So, you know, the first thing you got to do is name me. And so.
What'd they name him? Pee-pee head?
Oh, we should have named that. So we're going over they're spinning on names. Like, and then my kids are picking up stupid fucking names. And I'm like, no, that's no good.
James.
Yeah. So I think it was my fault, dude. I shout out like, oh, how about Skittle? I like Skittle. So his name's Skittle. Taste the rainbow. So they named him Skittle. And, you know, the first thing you got to do, it's a whole deal. First, you have your mommy put me somewhere. And that's the only time you can touch me. Because if you touch me, my power will be lost. That's why the kids won't fuck with them.
Okay.
So they'll leave him alone. And so, every night they go to bed, and every morning we got to hide them somewhere new so that they look for them and find them.
Okay, so what you just telling me right now, you're not expecting your kids to listen to this podcast in 15 years and totally be fucking mind fucked? Wait a minute.
I'm pretty sure they'll know by then.
He was the elf on the shelf this whole time? No!
Darth Vader. Yeah, they'll know, but you fuck yourself. They'll know.
Hey, man, what I'm going to say,
once they say, Daddy, I found out Santa Claus isn't real today. Oh, yeah? Well, look, what else isn't real, bitch? This fucking up now. So, yeah, it's creepy in that sense that this fucking elf has this, like, ridiculous smile on his face and his eyes are all open.
I saw the elf. It's fucking creepy. And the story already told me that this thing Watches You.
Yeah.
Creepy Part 2.
Yep.
Creepy Strike Part 2.
Uh-huh.
It teleports back to Santa and it hides somewhere until you have to find it.
Yeah.
Creepy Strike 3, you're out. All right. I don't know if I'm going to have kids anytime soon, but I'm going to probably give this Elf on the Shelf a maybe.
Yeah.
I'll say that.
It's fun. It is fun. But do we need our kids even, like, you know, someone else is watching you now.
Exactly.
It's not just Santa and Jesus. It's this fucking creepy elf.
It's not just us. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. They have another thing watching them.
Yeah.
You know
what?
It
does work, though, dude. It does work.
When you got me at the, they had to find it again. I like that. I do fancy that.
Yeah.
I remember when we were at the sixth grade science camp, when we actually left for school.
Science camp.
Yeah, exactly. It was it wasn't really a science camp. It was just really a week that the kids got away and they go camping. Not even camping. It was just us in a fucking cabin. Anyways, so like in the morning, if you found like a little baby shoe in front of your door, is because you guys, weren't fucking baby's kids at night. You know, like you guys weren't staying up past bedtime or, you know, doing stuff that you shouldn't be doing. And the shoe meant you got to skip, like you got, it's like a fast pass to the breakfast line, yeah, lunch line, and dinner line. You got your food first, and it was kind of cool. So finding stuff in the morning, I can get on that board, you know, on that train, I guess you could say.
No, it is fun for the kids. I admit it. It is a little creepy though. As for adults, it's creepy. Like, what the fuck? This thing's gonna watch you? I don't know. Based on us, you know, the kids, so it's all like magic and shit. So yeah, it's great for them. But as an adult, it's creepy. But dude, these girls, these women, they fucking struck gold, dude.
Is this recent?
Gold. I think the last few years. I never heard about it until
you said something.
Really?
I've never heard of it. Yeah.
I thought I maybe heard about it like maybe a little bit last year, but I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. But this year, when she told me, like, I was like, oh, I don't know. So yeah, that's when I really knew. But yeah, I heard it's like been like a couple of years or 2-3 years or some shit.
So you, all right, so at nighttime, you have to hide it.
And sometimes I'm like, we're drinking, we forget. And he's in the same place. Why didn't he move?
That was the game.
It's like, oh,
he tricked
shit.
You guys.
And dude, I'm not kidding you. Man. Some mornings, I'm like sleeping, and I wake up in the middle of the fucking night, and for some reason, I'm like, we didn't hide the help.
That's what I was thinking right now. I was going to get to you right now. I was like, does it just weigh in the back of your mind? You're like, fuck,
yes, yes.
The elf.
Yeah. Yes.
When's the late? What's the latest time you hit the elf?
We take turns every night. So I was like, yeah, you're trying to hit the fucking elf tonight. So yesterday, I think I hit him. I put him in the bathroom.
Okay.
In the top of the lights up there.
Do you hide him in a spot that's like, you don't hide him in cabinets or anything, right? You just hide him like out, but somewhere around.
Well, she, my wife, hid him in a cup in the cabinet, but left the door open.
Oh,
and she said that maybe the ghost did it, but she said that it was me. I closed the cabinet so the kids couldn't find him.
It was the elf.
He's like, fuck this. I don't want to be found. Yeah, I don't know, man.
He's like, I don't do any fucking hints.
It's another thing about this new Christmas shit. I'm not sure if I hate it or like it. It's got both things for me. I like a lot of it, but part of it creeps me out still.
It's not
weird
for you. It's for them, though.
That is true.
But then again,
so I guess I like it then.
You have to take 5 minutes out of your busy time, yeah, to hide this little bastard.
It is cool. It is a cool thing.
Where's he at right now?
Right now, Natalie put him on the couch holding a machine gun.
Wow, that's really fucking scary.
But he's smiling. The kids they don't know. They're like, oh, look at it. He's holding the gun now. Wee. So, yeah, I put him on that guitar right there behind you, sitting up there on that red guitar.
Wouldn't it be scary if he was still there and just watching us? That would have been a good one. Right,
I was actually, dude, I dropped the ball. I was going to hide him in this room when we do the show so I can go, there he is, Lito.
Oh,
but
fuck.
I forgot about it. Anyway.
So
yeah.
Your kids, I mean.
I guess I do like it.
Have they ever needed help finding the elf?
I'm usually not here. Usually, I'm at work. And so I come home, be like, did you find the elf today? Yes, I found him. Where was he? I'll show you. Come on. And it's like, oh, they're like happy.
Oh, that's right. They have to live it. They have to leave it there, huh?
Yeah, all day.
Ah, yeah. Okay. So what's the penalty? What if they move it or anything like that?
If they touch him, he loses his magic. And then Santa Claus won't hear back from him.
Kind of like a daily report card then.
Yeah. And if you touch him, he won't go back to Santa Claus. And so he won't hear any news, which means you were probably bad. Well, you were bad because he heard nothing.
Exactly.
Right.
So do you use that as a tool as like, hey, you better be good.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. That's why it works.
The elf's watching.
Like, hey, Skittle's watching you.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, naming him, that gets a lot more personal. You know what? I like this. When I have children, I will do it. Skittles.
And
I don't
so
know if
it
his
is
name's
agreed.
Gonna be Skittles, though.
That's not Skittles, it's Skittle.
Skittle. Oh, okay. I used to know this guy. I used to work with at Knott's Berry Farm. His name was Skittles. And like
Skittles.
Skittles. I don't know why his name. There was like, I'm like, dude, why is your name Skittles? He's like, oh, just name me. I'm like, it's because you're foodie, huh? He's like, fuck. This
was
is a good
he?
Bird. He wasn't fruity at all. He was kind of like, I don't know if you ever watched that fucking Fantasy Factory with Rob Dyrdek. He reminded me of that drama kid.
Mm-hmm.
Like, really fucking awkward. Like, I don't know, just like really white. But I told him, I'm like, you probably named Skittles because you're fruity. He's like, oh man, nobody's ever told me that. It's so it's like he was like fucking tripping out. He's like, it's so good because it's so fucking, it's just so simple. Like, it's so fucking just, it should have been said a long time ago. Just brought me back 10 years ago.
No one ever brought that up.
Nobody's ever told him. I'm like, you're fruity. That's why your name's Skittles.
You're hanging with the wrong crowd,
exactly.
Asshole. All right, man. Next thing. Do you
from
like
hanging with all those black people?
Do you like eggnog?
No.
Did I ask you that in the last show?
No.
Okay. I've never tried it. What's it taste like?
It's been so long. I'm very picky when it comes to like just stuff. And I judge my experiences by a one-time thing. And usually that one time happened 20 years ago. And I'll hold a grudge against it. I'm pretty sure the last time I had eggnog, I didn't like it.
So you don't even know.
So
you're not for sure about this.
Exactly. It's like one of those things. If I was to try it again, I don't know, you know? So it's kind of like mustard. Like, I didn't really like mustard.
Oh, I thought you meant it tastes like mustard.
No. I didn't really like mustard, you know, up until, I don't know, 15 years ago, whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I started having it. I'm like, oh, well, it's not that bad, you know? I still won't eat onions, though. Onions is...
Oh, man, you're missing out.
I fucking hate onions.
So, you're...
Onions, fuck you.
I think we should probably try eggnog, then.
No, thank you. It just doesn't sound good.
It doesn't.
It doesn't look good. Oh, my God.
Isn't it, like, creamy looking and stuff?
Yeah, oh, my God, I want eggnog. Like, no. Even the idea of eggnog having booze in it...
What kind of booze do they put in? Do you know?
Isn't it rum?
Is it?
Rum.
That's what I think it is. I want to try this, man.
I think it's... I don't know, man. I just... Even alcohol with any kind of dairy...
Is it dairy?
I don't know what eggnog is.
Dairy.
What? Beano?
Look it up.
I'm going to do a Beano moment.
Do a Dr.
Right
Beano.
Give me 1 second. And the thing is, it's funny because most people are going to be like, Dick, you don't know what eggnog is?
I don't know what it is. I never fucking tried it. I've never even seen it.
Really?
I don't think. I think I've seen it in the movies. Like, it's like creamy looking. I don't know.
It's like, I was watching
like
that.
Jizzy
white,
looking?
Yeah, exactly. I think it looks really jizzy looking.
While you're looking for that, I'll tell you this.
I got it right here.
Oh, wow. That's quick.
Eggnog. That's at 4G. Eggnog. Noun. Pronounced eggnog. Okay?
Pretty hard to fuck up.
A drink made from a mixture of eggs. See, right there, that's already, you know? Eggs, cream, and flavorings, often with alcohol. See, the first part and the third part kind of just, I'm done. A mixture of eggs
mm-hmm.
that you drink and flavorings. You just never...
Now, what the fuck does that mean?
Exactly. And you might as well just say, and stuff.
And semen.
Dot, dot, dot.
Semen, you know? Eggs. On the rocks.
I just...
I don't know.
You know what? When it comes to eggs, I've never been like fucking Rocky. I never drink them. But I'll make a banana...
I don't think it's the same thing, right?
Exactly. I'll make a banana shake and I'll throw in a banana, some milk, cinnamon, sugar, and I'll throw an egg in. I don't know. I think my dad threw an egg in. A raw egg. Of course, you can't mm-hmm. scramble an egg and then throw it in a blender.
Right.
I'll do all this and I'll blend it up and I'll make an egg, a banana shake, and it tastes fucking good. And now, like, Babadoo, she would make my shakes, and she'd be like, ew, why do you throw an egg in it? And I'm like, I don't know. But I've drinking it.
Yeah.
And it tastes fine to me.
Maybe you like eggnog then. Maybe you will. I want to try it now. I've always wanted to, but a part of me hasn't.
And I'm thinking about it right now. Maybe I do like eggnog. Because I'll drink that fucking shake.
Yeah. That's my goal. I got to try it this year.
We should have bought
with
some.
With fucking rum. Maybe we should go right now.
I just don't want the elf watching me too much.
Yeah, he might. He will.
I don't want to go out
there. He sees you all over, even when you're in school.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He knows.
Are you... He knows when you're sleeping. Are you going to have this elf on a shelf all year round? Does it work that way?
No, he flies back to the North Pole on Christmas Eve.
On Christmas Eve?
And you won't see him until next year.
And then back on Christmas Day, it's Jesus watching you?
Yeah. I think it says even when he goes back to the North Pole at night, he hangs out with his elf friends and, you know, bullshits and has a couple of drinks. And
damn, this fucker doesn't sleep or what? He's like on, yeah. He's on fucking meth.
He's like, yeah, that fucking little bitch today. You know what she did? She stole some cookies.
Can you believe this motherfucking kid today? He's over here touching his weenie.
Little Jacob says Hulk smash and punches his daddy's butthole on the norm. Anyways,
he's like, dude, and that daddy, he's always getting his butt punched.
He's always putting chapstick on his ass. I don't know why. The other night, I got kind of desperate for a drink. I'm going to tell you why. It has to do with Christmas a little bit, because I kind of went through all of my booze that I've had up there in the cupboard for a while.
Okay.
Like, I just started, like, I didn't buy any more because I was broke. So in the cabinet, I'm like, all right, what do I got up here? I think in the last podcast, I used the last amount of gin that I had. Yeah, I did.
Last podcast we had, you were drinking, we took shots of some raspberry stuff.
Right. So I drank all that.
Yeah.
I drank all that shit.
Which wasn't good.
No, it wasn't. I choked it down. But I had the last of the gin that I had, which was hardly anything. That was gone.
Did you have it with gin and juice?
Yeah, we've talked about it on the fucking show.
I don't remember that. There goes my memory again.
Yeah, there it is. So I go up to, what else I got left here? And I have peppermint schnapps.
Ugh.
Peppermint is Christmassy, right? I think so.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
So I'm like, all right.
Fuck it.
It's 50% alcohol. And I was like, fuck it, let's do it. So I said, peppermint and cranberry must be good, because cranberry with anything is good. So I mixed it together. Dude, it tasted like shit. But I drank it all. But I want to tell you this. This is how sad I felt afterwards, how desperately fucking sad I felt. After I poured the shit in the drink and I mixed it around and I tasted it, I'm like, oh my God. And then I looked at the bottle. And then I realized, this bottle is old as fuck. I think I got it somehow from Natalie's dad. He doesn't drink anymore, so I just like, I'll take it. It wasn't even open. Dude, this is how old it was. It's a bottle. I'm telling you, like a 750, a big fucker.
Did it have Bill Clinton as the president still?
No, it was sealed. It had a sticker on the side saying Long's Drugs, $3.
Long's Drugs?
Long's Drugs.
No way.
When did that fucking place go out of business?
The same time Lucky's did?
This bottle is like 20 years old, dude.
Lucky's in Alpha Beta.
So then I looked at it. Oh, fuck. Is it old? Is it old? So I look it up. Like, eh. You know, a bottle of booze, if properly stored, you know, in a not too hot environment, it'll stay good forever. I was
That's where you went wrong. You probably had it over there in Rubidukes.
No, I don't have it then.
Okay, so it'll be fine if it stayed here. It's fine. Up in Rubidukes. I mean, hell.
But then it said also the alcohol content, if it has, like, you know, the alcohol in it, will not allow anything to grow inside that shit.
So you actually had the know-how to actually Google this before you drank it.
No, I did drink it first. Then I Googled it.
Before you had a vision quest like Homer?
Dude, it tastes like shit, but the aftertaste is like you just ate a fucking candy cane. It's like, ooh, you know what I mean? Like you chewed peppermint gum.
I'll never forget when... was it two Halloweens ago? Not this Halloween, the last Halloween, you had your little shindig. And Natalie offered me, Babadoo, and I think my sister, a shot of that
vanilla cake.
Yeah, that cake vodka.
Yeah.
It went down, and then it's just like, whoa. Fucking, did I just buy
a cake? I
didn't
think it was too bad. You really hate that shit, though, huh?
It wasn't good. I just don't like sweet. As a shot, maybe maybe if I would have drinking it with something, I don't know what would have complimented
Listen,
it.
Listen, for the Christmas show right now, will you do a shot of peppermint schnapps with me right now?
No way.
A half a shot.
No.
A quarter.
I don't do schnapps at all.
A quarter.
Ugh.
Come on, one quarter.
No.
A quarter, please.
No way.
Please, Lito, for me.
Maybe.
Will you do it?
We were talking about this earlier. My alcohol.
Will you do it?
Wait a minute. My alcoholic days, me drinking didn't start after I turned 21. I did have a really bad incident before that. One of my first times that like I actually like blah, everywhere was off of was like schnapps and like
peach
gold. I don't know what it was. I just remember the word schnapps. Every time I hear the word schnapps, I'm like, you know, and it was that in remember that Goldschlager?
Yeah.
Oh, I wasn't. It just leaves this. It leaves this imprint of. All right,
look, this means a lot to me. We're probably gonna be dead in a few days. The show will probably not even air. Just take one quarter shot of peppermint schnapps with me.
I think I'd rather have eggnog with some onions.
Will you do it right now?
All right.
I gotta pee. We'll be back, and there's a little bit I have right after this that's going to perfectly relate to what we're talking about right now with alcohol. And we'll do it when we come right back.
Ho, 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 motherfucker.
All right, Lito, we're back. How was your peppermint schnapps shot?
Smooth and delicious.
Be honest.
It was all right. I mean, it was only like a quarter of a shot anyway, so I didn't get any of the harsh
alcohol.
It was like
half a shot.
Oh, fuck.
It was half.
Like I just admitted a couple minutes ago, I am beyond buzzed. And if it was more than half a shot, then like I said, when I take shots, I can't go straight to the gullet. I just don't swallow. I kind of hold it with the tongue.
That's not true.
Exactly. I kind of hold it at the tongue and then swallow increments. I don't know. I take shots really weird. It's usually when I'm drunk that I fucking start hammering down.
Mm-hmm.
But I taste the drink, and this wasn't too bad. I did take the inhale of peppermint when I did inhale.
Mm-hmm.
So it was all right. It was a lot better than that raspberry bullshit we had a couple weeks ago.
Wait, no, that was it was blackberry brandy.
That one tastes like syrup, dude.
That was horrible.
It was like
shit.
You know what it took me back to? When I was working at Knott's Berry Farm, and we had our they had like a an employee in a restaurant, and they, you know, Knott's Berry Farm Knott's Berry Farm is very famous for their jellies.
Mm-hmm.
I got, like, you know, they would have like their fucking breakfast meals, and they had their jellies out for free, and like I'd be smothering like my pancakes with their jellies, and I'm like, oh, this is what this shot tastes like. But you don't want your shot to taste like a jelly though. So it wasn't that good.
No, it's a little harsh, but then the aftertaste is pure fucking smooth mintiness.
Minty.
All right, now this time, based on that whole conversation we had about drinking and boozing it up, I want to see, because Christmas is a time of presents and miracles and drinking, right?
In most Latino families, yes it is.
So right now, Lito, I want to do a little thing with you. I heard this on a radio program. They did it themselves. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm curious to see my results and yours.
Okay.
Let's take an alcoholic test right now.
Uh-oh.
Yes. All right. We're both going to take these questions one at a time. I don't know the answers. I mean, the outcome. We will find out together. Here's the first question, Lito. How often do you have a drink containing alcohol? Never? Once a month or less? 2 to 4 times a month? 2 to 3 times a week, 4 or more times a week.
To be honest, I would say 2 to 4 times a month.
2 to 4 times a month.
I don't drink on weekdays.
Dick, when you're here, you drink more than 4 fucking beers.
Are we talking about date? Okay, yeah. Well, that, of course. So I would say the one after that. Because unless
2 to 3 times a week?
I would say that one, because when I'm not at... I rarely drink when I'm by myself, or like for dinner, I'll have a beer.
Mm-hmm.
I rarely, rarely do that. If I'm out like with friends or whatever, I'll drink, but there'll be There are some weeks, you know, out of the month that I won't drink. So I'll say that.
So you're telling me, doing this podcast, you drink 2 or 3 times a week?
No.
2 or 3 times?
Because usually during this podcast, I leave pretty fucked up.
So it's 4 or more times a week.
Yeah, let's go ahead and go with that one.
I'm going to go with the same. All right, next one is, you're the first one here on your first tab.
Yeah.
How many drinks containing alcohol do you have on a typical day when you are drinking? 1 or 2, wow. 3 or 4, 5 or 6, 7 to 9, 10 or more.
If we're going with the show, then it's going to be the last one, right?
10 or more?
I mean,
we don't drink that much.
We don't drink that much.
Well, sometimes.
Sometimes we do. So that's the thing. I mean,
I would go with 7 to 9.
I would go with 7 to 9. I was going to go with that one.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we drink. We don't get belligerent.
I would do the
same. We don't get belligerent.
We don't get Nature Boy drunk.
Exactly.
Number 3. How often do you have 6 or more drinks on one occasion? Never. Less than once a month. Monthly. 2 to 3 times a week. 4 or more times a week.
See, that's the thing. It depends on how many danger hours I do a month.
Mm-hmm.
So usually it's about two danger hours a month, maybe sometimes 3.
No, it says have 6 or more drinks on one occasion. It's 2 to 3 times a week. Is that what you do?
I would say, yeah. I would say, because I don't...
You have 6 or more drinks 2 or 3 times a week?
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
Really?
Because
you said you only drink...
If I'm here, like you said, it's 2 or 3 times. Not a week. No.
Yeah.
I thought it meant month.
How often do you have 6 or more drinks on one occasion? Is it never? It's not never.
No, it's not
less
never.
Less than once a month? No.
No.
Monthly? Not monthly.
It's not monthly.
2 or 3 times a week? 4 or more times a week.
See, it's going to be between the 2 or 3 or monthly. I would say monthly.
Are you sure?
Because I'm not here all the time. I mean, when was the last time I'm here?
We do at least 2 shows a month or 3.
But
right?
Other than that, yeah, I won't. Last week I didn't drink at all. Wait a minute.
What about, okay, when you're not doing the show, you're hanging out with your family. Are you drinking?
Last week I didn't drink at all.
The weekend before that?
That weekend I did. Yeah.
Well, yeah, you can't go just this last weekend. You got to go like in general.
No, wait a minute. When was the Benson Henderson fight? It was 2 weekends
like
ago,
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I got pretty fucking shit-faced that day.
All right, then. I'm going to go 2 or 3 times a week. And the same for me.
Yeah.
All right. How often during the last year have you found that you were not able to stop drinking once you had started?
Fuck.
Never? Less than once a month? Monthly? 2 to 3 times per week? 4 or more times a week?
I would say monthly. Monthly at least.
I said the same thing.
Yeah. Like I said, when I'm here, it's a totally different story. I've had to cut back a lot lately just because of certain people, Babadoo being that person.
All right, we'll get to that too. I think I read it before.
Yeah.
How often during the last year have you failed to do what was normally expected from you because of drinking? Never, less than once a month, monthly, 2 or 3 times per week, 4 more times a week.
I would say less than once a month. Because there's been times where I've drinking really heavily and I've woken up fine. Knock on wood. I don't know if this is wood.
It is.
Okay. Knock on wood. I still have the tolerance that I can get fucked up and still go to work the next day.
Yeah.
As to what kind of work I'll be doing that next day is questionable, but I have yet to call out.
I would say monthly because twice I've been... Well, once I called in to work because I was so shit-faced because of Ivan and Nature Boy.
Woo!
I mean, Nature Boy and Gas Boy.
I was going to say, that's the same person.
Yeah. And recently, I was late. I was so far. I guess I was drunk that I didn't set my alarm. If I would have set my alarm, I would have been up. But I woke up when I should have been there.
For my birthday, dude, I went to work the next day.
Yeah.
And I remember it was still hot, and our store has these lights. I call them the microwaves. And I remember just sitting there because I was comfortable trying to stand up, and I can feel myself cooking, and I was sweating Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels.
So you probably smelled wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
All right, next one. How often during the last year have you needed a first drink in the morning to get yourself going after a heavy drinking session?
Never.
Me neither.
Never.
I've never needed that shit.
I've never been like, oh, my God, hair of the dog. You know? I've never woken up and be like, oh, you know what? I need a Bloody Mary.
Right. All right, next one. How often during the last year have you had a feeling of guilt or remorse after drinking?
I would say never, because I never, like, I don't get stupid when I drink.
Wait, no, I'm talking about, okay, here's what I'm taking from this. The next morning, you're like, fucking A, why'd I drink
I shouldn't
that much?
Have drinking. Nah. Yeah,
that's too much.
No, never.
Never?
Maybe once or twice. I would say maybe once or twice. Just
so less than once a month?
I would say, that's what I'm going with. I would say less than once a month, because that day, on my birthday, I wish to God that I didn't have to go to work. And I remember I went to work at 2:00 in the afternoon, and my sister-in-law, she even is like, she was like, you woke up at 11:00 in the afternoon and he had to go to work at like 3:00. And she said, she's like, dude, you woke up.
Oh, what a tough life you have. Yeah.
No, she, well, I scheduled myself that way. She's like, you woke up, you went to the restroom, everyone said good morning to you, and you just went. She's like, you looked like hell.
Sounded like my dad.
Exactly.
Good morning. Fuck off.
All right. How often during the last year have you been unable to remember what happened the night before because you had been drinking?
A few times.
So less than once a month?
Less than once a month. Less, way less than once a month.
Dude, I'm going with the, we're with the same fucking answers on this. I'm surprised. I'm really surprised by you. I thought I was way worse than you.
I mean, I think the other answers are for fucking alcoholics, dude. I mean, we're social drinkers.
I'm not a social drinker.
See, the thing is,
I'm more than social.
If you were to get fail here, this would be, I mean, it would not be the same answers.
Oh, no shit.
This guy, I've told you, this story has come up a few times with us, and I know it's come up on air. He called me up one day. I would say it's a Wednesday, because I don't know what it was, but I know it was on a weekday. And he calls me up and he goes, hey, this concert is coming up, and you want to go? And I'm like, dude, are you drinking? Yeah, no, I'm drink. And like, it goes to be like the next couple days. He's like, hey, dude, I got tickets in. I'm like, dickhead, you called me up on Wednesday and asked if I wanted to go to the show, and we got the tickets, remember? He's like, oh, fuck. Dude, I had an 18-pack by myself. I'm like, you... Been a couple times like that, by the way.
Have What's you it? Or someone else been injured as a result of your drinking?
No. Let me see. Myself, yes.
Really?
I did. Like you said, the last time I got fucking smashed was my birthday. My shoulder still hurts sometimes. Because when I got out of the car... When we got home from Jack in the Box, they told me this the next day. I got home and I was like, I said something like, is the car door, are we home? And I guess I asked if we're home and everyone said yes. And I just fucking threw myself on the floor and I landed all
Wait,
over.
Was that this year?
Yeah, my birthday this year.
Okay, so it says no. Yes, but not in the last year. Yes, during this year.
Yes, during this year.
Dude, I got to say the same. You just reminded me. Me, Ivan, and Gasboy started fucking UFC wrestling.
You started fucking?
Fucking. UFC wrestling.
Oh, okay.
We started choking each other out.
Yeah, there we go.
We all got sore.
Sore buttholes.
Jesus Christ. I forgot about that. God damn it. I'm a drunk.
Dude, my shoulder still hurts sometimes because of that shit.
Oh, fucking A. All right, here's the last one. Has a relative or friend or a doctor or other healthcare worker expressed concern about your drinking and suggested you cut down?
Babadoo.
My wife, too.
She tells me.
Wait, no? Yes, but not the last year? Yes, during the last year.
Yes, during the last year.
Same year.
Babadoo says that, and this was after the Ivy driving Ivan incident.
Oh, shit.
She goes, I don't want you smashed on the way home anymore because you got to drive not down the street. You got to drive a county away. And I'm like, ah, sure. Because there's been times where, like, you know, like, I'll call her up on, like, when I'm leaving here. You know, that's the ritual. I give it a goodbye hug and kiss. And I get into the car, turn it on, and I call her up. Hey, babe, I'm going home. Yeah, that's what I think I sound like. But I think more or less I'm like, hey, all right, I'll drive home. Okay? You know? And, yeah. Like, it's gotten to the point where she's like, look, I don't want you driving like that anymore. So either you stay the night or you drink less. And I choose to drink less because I don't want to get raped. So that's what I choose. So I'm going to say yes this year.
Here's the results.
Uh-oh.
Holy shit. Wait a minute. It says alcoholism over here. Does that mean that's... All right, your results are, okay, 0 to 8 equals a normal social drinker. You think you're in that one? 9?
That's my 40, by the way.
9 to 29 equals almost alcoholic range. 30 to 40 means high risk. Where do you think you're going to land?
In the middle?
What number do you think? 0 to 40.
I already forgot the numbers.
All right, never mind. You're at 23.
Wow. What is that again?
A 9 and 29, almost alcoholic range.
I can go with that.
You're closer to alcoholic.
Yeah.
What do you think I am?
I'm if I got 23, I'm pretty sure you're at a 29 or 30.
24.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Look at that.
Look at that. So yeah, we're fucking on our way.
On our way. We still got that goal to hit.
Yeah. All
right. We're like that little Swedish guy at the Price is Right. Yodelay-hoo-hoo, yodelay-hoo-hoo. Have you ever seen that game?
Yes.
Where he's fucking going up the hill.
Climb the hills.
Yeah.
All right. And now it's time for...
The Danger Movie Mystery.
Get to the chopper!
You lose. Good day, sir.
All right, Lito, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right, lay it on me, baby doll.
All righty. Give me 1 second. I guess I wasn't ready. All right. So since we're doing the holiday ones,
yes,
it's kind of hard to pick one that doesn't resonate true. With everybody.
That's true.
So I'm just going to go with the one I've always wanted to do.
Okay.
All right. Who is it? It's Little Nero's, sir. I have your pizza. Leave it on the doorstep and get the hell out of here. Okay, but what about the money? What money? Well, sir, you have to pay for the pizza, sir. How much do I owe ya? That'll be $11.80, sir. Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Cheapskate.
Hey, I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good caser off my property before I pump your guts full of lead. 1, 2. Ten.
Weak.
And keep the change, you filthy animal.
I don't know what that is.
End scene.
Well, I don't know what that is.
Shut up.
It's Home Alone. I almost did Home Alone.
Ah! I'm covering my cheeks, by the way, right now. Dude, I can't.
I almost did Home Alone. You know what? I almost did Home Alone and a couple others where I'm like, nah, he's going to get them. I got to throw him a curveball.
I couldn't think of one, dude. I sat there. I even went through my Netflix Christmas queue. And I was like, a lot of them I didn't want to. I was going to do a bad Santa.
I did it actually. Easily, dude. I clicked on Chris. I typed in Christmas movies, and they all came up.
I did the same thing.
Uh-oh.
I Googled.
Son of a bitch.
Greatest Christmas movies ever.
Okay. That's Here's it. Yours.
I'll probably get it wrong anyways.
I hope you do. Here we go. Ahem. All right. Denny's. It's always open.
I don't want to eat here.
What are you talking about? Everybody likes Denny's. It's an American institution.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Oh. Denny's, it's an American institution.
That's a hard one.
Was it the Santa Claus with Tim Allen?
How the fuck did you know that?
Because I remember he takes him to Denny's because it was so sad that he took him to Denny's. Like, he's like,
well done, sir.
Thank you very much.
Look at you.
I was going to do Gene Wilder. Get your hand off my cookies.
Put down that cookie. Oh, your wife's cookies. My cookies are delicious.
Hey, you're not going to be able to bench press your way out of this one.
I had a backup code. I thought for sure I was going to have to use it.
I was going to do the Santa Claus too. I didn't know which one to do. There wasn't enough memorable lines in that movie. Yeah. That's why.
No. I just wanted to throw you off, but you fucking nailed it. Look at you.
Because I remember he takes on this. It was the first one, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? I think I've seen all three of them in theater.
What?
It's kind of funny because I remember I saw the first and second one with Babadoo in theater. We used to play hooky a lot from work.
Mm-hmm.
And, during the day, you know, during Christmas time, there's not really much to see anyways.
Yeah.
And I remember the Santa Claus was one of those always, you know, tried and true, good-ish kind of movies. So we'd always see that one.
Yeah, I remember as a kid it was fucking awesome, but I haven't seen it lately. I don't know how it holds up or not.
The Santa
probably doesn't.
Claus.
But based on this movie, this is kind of what I brought up too. Have you heard of Arthur Christmas?
Arthur Christmas.
Yeah.
Yardvark?
No.
No, no.
See, nobody has fucking heard of this movie. I never heard of it. I heard someone on the radio say, do you know what the number one rental is for like Christmas movies right now? Like, or maybe number one fucking bought DVD right now, like ever. Not ever, like at the time. Like, oh, what is it? Arthur Christmas. What the fuck is that? Arthur Christmas? What is that?
Arthur Christmas.
Yeah, so I'm like, I don't know what the fuck that is. So I was at a store one day, at a Walmart actually, and there was a Subway in Walmart. So I'm sitting there eating my fucking sandwich because I was so hungry. I was out to work. I was like, I was eating the sandwiches, sitting there watching people watching. And I look over at this like DVD display in the front of the store. And I'm like,
yeah.
Arthur Christmas, that's that fucking movie. So I go look at it. I was like, I never heard of this fucking movie.
Never heard of it.
Right. So I rented it on Redbox for my kids. This is an animated movie. I'm like, all right, let's go for it. Dude, it's fucking good.
Really?
Super good. Super fucking good. I'm going to tell you something. Okay, the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, the whole premise is that it's someone takes over, right? A Santa Claus.
Yeah.
That's the whole deal.
Was this Arthur Christmas made?
Just came out this year.
Really?
Yeah. Hmm. So the premise is with the Santa Claus that someone always takes over, so that someone's always Santa Claus, right?
If something happens to him.
Right.
Yeah.
But just basically someone's always taking over.
All right.
So this Arthur Christmas fucking story is the same kind of concept, but it's with... You're going to ruin it right now. You going to look it up right now?
I'm dying to see who's in it. I don't want to see if I've...
It's just a fucking animated movie. No one's in it. It's like Ewan McGregor, isn't it, I think?
James McAvoy?
Oh, that's who it is. James, the guy that played fucking Xavier in First Class.
I was going to say Wanted. I don't know why.
Yeah. He was in that too, right?
Arthur Christmas. I don't remember this at all.
No. It was a shitty fucking advertised job, but it's really fucking good. Really fucking good. Well done, dude. It's good for kids. It's smart as shit. Anyways, the whole concept is that it's in the family,
uh-huh.
And you know the generations take over as Santa Claus. So like you know the father, the grandfather, the father, the fucking young kid. You're next up in line, and it's cool, dude. But the coolest part is. I don't want to ruin it for you too much.
Yeah, because I'm gonna probably download it.
Yeah, you should. There's no more sleigh, no more. It's old school. Now it's a fucking spaceship.
Oh what?
Yeah, and the elves are fucking ninjas. They're quiet as shit and they sneak and jump through the house. It's fucking badass, dude. If you love or even like Christmas movies, check this movie out.
Yeah, I mean, every year, every Christmas, you watch your Christmas movies, so this is going to be one of those.
This is a new fucking... For me, dude, I don't want to hype it up too much, but for me, this is a new classic every year to watch.
Is this taking over Elf? Because every year I watch Elf with
I think it's better than Elf.
Wow.
I think gotta catch it. Personally, I think it's better than Elf.
All right. I got it. Because Elf is a... I love Elf.
Yeah.
It's such a good movie.
It is a good movie. It's a little stupid at times. Yeah. But this one is... I mean, it's a kid movie.
You sit on a load of a throne of lies.
It's a kid movie, but it's so intelligently done, man. I'm telling you. And the characters are so fun. There's an old like, you know... a super old Santa. He was used to be Santa Claus like a while back, and he's still feisty. He's like an old, like we talked about, like an old dickhead. Like, oh yeah, you little whippersnappers, you little assholes, you don't know shit. There's that kind of guy, and it's fucking awesome. It's cool. You should check it out for sure. Basically, watch it.
I definitely will.
Yeah, your nephews will love it. It's just, yeah, man. For adults, there's so many little fucking things in the movie. Like, you know what I mean? Like the what do you call it?
Like on Shrek.
Yeah, exactly.
Windows.
Exactly. Well, not that hardcore, but yeah, there's little things that you'll appreciate. It's a good fucking movie.
Arthur Christmas. I don't remember hearing about it at all.
Yeah, I didn't
like
either.
Usually most movies you kind of remember something.
Right.
I don't remember anything about it.
Exactly. If it wasn't for that radio show that I heard, like, what the fuck is this movie? I would never have heard of it.
I was thinking something like fucking Black and White, like It's a Wonderful Life, you know, time of Jimmy Stewart, you know, movie.
No.
I guess not.
I'm telling you, it's going to be a cult fucking movie. Watch.
Because of our show.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. On the next thing. Oh, here we go, Leto. Wow. Fuck, marry, kill.
Hey, baby, I want to fuck.
I want to get married.
I want to kill.
Put those together and you have fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry, kill.
You got something?
I like this. I like this new forte, I guess. This new bit.
Yeah.
I do. Yes, I do.
All right. Lay it on me, baby doll.
Since we're doing this new bit, and because it's the holiday edition, I got one for you. Maybe general.
Hope we didn't pick the same thing I did.
I'm pretty sure.
God damn
it. I mean, there's... All right.
All right, go ahead.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Yes.
Santa Claus.
Okay.
Rudolph. The red-nosed reindeer.
Yes.
And the Grinch.
Fucking A, dude. You pretty much took what I fucking had.
Fuck one, marry one, and kill one.
Okay. Fuck, marry, kill. Santa Claus, Rudolph, the red-nosed reindeer, and the Grinch. That's a tough one.
I know.
Okay. I gotta fuck Rudolph. Just because, like you said before, like everyone wants to do a black guy. Everyone's gotta do a fucking animal, right? At least one time in your life. See what it's like.
I don't see how that goes with what I said. I was talking about interracial sex.
Dude, if you have sex. The chance, okay, forget the animal. This is a trophy animal. This is a Rudolph. He's got the glowing nose and the whole deal. He's like a mystical fucking animal.
So you're saying if you were to find Sasquatch, your first instinct was to be
I gotta fuck him. Dude, if my three choices are to marry Rudolph, why would I marry him? To kill him. No, he's too majestic. I gotta
he's
fuck him.
He's too unique.
I gotta fuck him, yes. So I'd fuck Rudolph, definitely. I would kill Santa Claus.
What? Just to break the tradition?
Oh, just to because it's Santa. Yeah, he's too wholesome. Fuck him, he's dead. I would marry the Grinch because the Grinch is a ruthless motherfucker. He'd provide for me always, you know? And he's got, you know, he's an asshole. I'd appreciate his sense of humor because he's a dickhead. Because I can associate with that. And he would also, because his heart grows like 10 sizes too big, where the fuck it is. So he has that heart in him. But he'd be a ruthless fuck. Don't get in his way. And he will fuck, he'll be a corporate leader one day and I'll have a lot of money. As his wife.
As his wife.
Santa Claus, someone else will take over. No big deal.
Tim Allen.
Yeah. That's my story. All right, dude. Fucking A. Here's mine. The Grinch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and Frosty the Snowman.
Definitely not into bestiality.
Oh, boy.
But I don't want to have a frozen dick. So I'm going to say fuck the Grinch.
Really? Why?
Because he looks like one of those freaky kind of characters. He looks like he,
Are you into that, though?
He's really down with that kind of stuff. You know, right. he's down to throw he's down to throw a wrench into the norm. So I like that about him. I would probably kill Rudolph just because Frosty will disappear during the summer because there's no snow in the summer. So that's pretty much a pass, I would say. And, you know, like they say about women, you know, if they only had an off switch, you know, I could always take Frosty's hat off and he's just a regular snowman.
No, but if you, Frosty, you'd have to live in like Antarctica. So he'd be alive all the time.
But like I said, wherever I lived, if I wanted, shut your mouth and I take his hat off and boom, he's not Frosty the Snowman. He's just a snowman.
What if he decided to live in the Antarctica, though, and you want to live over here in San Diego? He's like, no.
Frosty's power derives from his magic hat. You take his hat off, he's just a snowman. And then you can, snow you can mold into whatever you want.
Okay.
So instead of the three balls, you can mold them into Frosty the fucking hotness.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, you can do whatever you want with them.
Well, you're way smarter than I am. You...
There you go. See? So his name wouldn't be Frosty the Snowman. Be
Lusty fucking, the hot yeah, girl.
Lusty the snow bitch. And, you know, like, there you go. I'd put a fucking, I'd put the monocle and the hat on her, you know, just to do something, you know, like that. And, you know, when she starts talking about, I'm like, hey, what's that behind your ear? Boom. Hat comes off. She turns into a regular person. Our regular snow fuck, and that's it. And, you know, Rudolph, I just off that bastard, you know, just put his head on a fucking right above my fire pit.
So you can light your fucking house at night.
There we go.
You're way better at this than I am.
There's nothing
Dude,
wrong with
Frosty the Snow Bitch. That says it all right there.
Right?
Imagine the songs in elementary.
Frosty the Snow Bitch
was a sexy little whore.
Had boobies the size of cantaloupes. Fuck them all the door.
Oh, what?
What? Fuck them. She's a whore.
No, you can't rhyme whore with horror.
Was a snowy little
Frosty
whore.
The snow bitch.
With
was
some
wonderful.
Snow cones with the teacup size and some thick inside.
And with the ass made of
we
chores.
Lie.
Chores.
Anyways, Frosty the snow bitch.
Yeah.
Gotta love it.
I'm over with you on that one. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Well done.
You can't have any. Go fuck your Grinch.
Well, what is your off switch?
See? The Grinch just like his heart go still a dude. He's still a dude.
Yeah.
I mean,
but you're gonna fuck him, you say. You're gonna fuck him good.
See, the Grinch is always down. I mean, you can always. I mean, it's not gay if you're the one getting your dick sucked, right? I heard that one place, right? You know,
that's true.
You
that's
disgust
fine.
Me
as long as you close your eyes and imagine the snow bitch is on you.
Exactly. It was kind of like, you know, when you said a long time ago, it's like fucking an Indian. You know, they have that luscious black,
yes.
You know, silky long
and
hair.
And they got no facial hair.
And they have no facial.
It's
hair.
It's like a woman.
Exactly.
Episode 4, by the way.
70 fucking episodes ago.
All right.
You see how my memory, I can't remember shit 2 weeks ago, but I can remember shit fucking a year and a half ago. God damn.
All right, dude. I got to pee.
I can watch you pee.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Take a little break. All right. We're back. Everybody's happy. Mary, I got a new beer. The Mud of Mississippi. Sippy, sippy, sippy. That's right. Mississippi Mud. Lito, what do you think about that?
Look at that.
All right, now, Lito, I hate to do this to you, man. I hate to do it to you. Don't get too sad. I see the twinkle in your eye fading.
Wait a minute.
Fading?
Do what?
Fading. I gotta ask you to leave. We
really?
Got a guest, yeah.
Really?
Yes. We got a guest that just came in.
You mean
special appearance?
A bigger celebrity than me?
That's right.
And you're asking me to leave?
One of the biggest celebrities. No, he notified me before. I contacted them, his people, to see if he can make it in here.
Is it John Stamos?
No way. Bigger than him.
Holy fuck.
I contacted his people. They said they could arrange it. And, you know, he fucking came through with his word. But, you know, we're down to two mics now. The Dolphin mic is fucking up too much. It's unreliable.
Dolphin mic.
Dolphin mic. Fuck and you know me. You know the rules. When people are recording here, you can't be on standby just hanging around like a fucking douchebag.
Oh, man. You're really going to hold that, too?
You got to go wait out with Natalie.
Oh, like a bitch.
Like a bitch. You are, my friend, right now.
Oh, man. Rules is rules, and I get it.
All right. Get the fuck out of here. We're going to take a little break real quick. I just had to let Lito down gently. We'll be back with our secret special guest. Right after this. All right. Danger Hour is back. And I had to kick Lito out. He couldn't fit in this scenario here because we only got two mics. And the other mic is for our very special guest. And it all has to do with this whole theme today with this show. The Christmas and, well, not the end of the world. Just the Christmas part. We got fucking Santa Claus here.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look at that.
Merry Christmas.
Nice.
Hello, Danger. Have you been a good boy this year?
No. I've been extra naughty, Santa. I'm sure you know.
Oh, you naughty, naughty boy. You know you're going to get a cold this year.
What? I'm going to get a cold?
You're going to get... That's not nice to make fun of Santa like that.
Oh, come on, Santa Claus.
You know better this year.
Hey, Santa
Claus. Remember that year I left you a piece of black coal? How did you feel that year when your brother and your sister opened
you
up some
what?
Magical Christmas presents and you were left there crying like a little girl?
I would love to open up some black hole. Is that what you said, black hole?
Merry Christmas! Santa does not involve himself in a negative. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Merry
all right,
Christmas!
Right. I gotta stop right there. Listen, Santa Claus. Listen.
What? Yes?
There's no kids around here right now, all right? You don't have to put on this what? Fucking act. Listen, this is the Danger Hour. You can be yourself. Let it all hang out.
Dude, really?
Yeah. Say whatever you want. Be yourself, man.
Fuck, man. It's been so fucking hard doing that fucking act day in and day out. I cannot thank you so fucking much, man. You know what? I love Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
I love December because it's my busiest time of the year.
Right.
But you know what? After the second, it just gets to me, man.
Yeah.
It just gets to me.
I get it.
It starts fucking with my head.
A lot of pressure.
I got to put this fucking act on for these fucking kids. I got to start thinking of who's nice, who's naughty. It's all bullshit, man. I just want game over, man. Game over. It brings me back to fucking...
Hey, take it easy. Hey. Hey, let's get you with some eggnog spiked over here. Or maybe some peppermint schnapps.
You better add some rum to that shit, bitch. This is Santa Claus acting real as fuck, man. Danger Hour. Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, motherfucker.
You got pretty urban right now, Santa Claus. I thought you were from the North Pole and some like
you know
super
what,
white
man?
Guy.
Like they said, you got to learn Spanish. You got to learn Ebonics because that's the way this world's going, man. You got to fucking learn that shit. You know, I'd be up in the hood dropping their presents off. You know, I'm like, ho, 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 Merry Christmas. And they're like, ¿qué? And I'm like, oh, fuck, that's right. Feliz cumpleaños. Oh, wait, that's not... Happy Christmas. That's happy birthday. I don't know what these little bitches be saying. I'm like, here's a present. Take that shit, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
I got to tell you, this is a whole new light. This is a different Santa Claus than I thought I was going to talk to you.
Hey.
I think I don't like it. I think I liked you better wholesome.
I keep it 100, G.
I'm just kidding. I like you like this, actually.
You know,
so, seeing you with your big red suit on and your fluffy beard and talking all this shit brings a smile to my face.
When you're in
it's a Christmas
hour,
miracle.
When you're at the danger hour, you got to get dangerous.
All right, Santa Claus. I know you don't have too much time. I thought maybe you'd want to do the rapid fire.
Hey, I'm down for anything, man. As long as this Miss Claus ain't calling me, I'm down for anything. That bitch be tripping.
All right, Santa Claus. What is your favorite movie of all time?
My favorite movie of all time is probably got to be, I got to say, Bad Santa.
Oh, no shit.
I like that movie, man. Billy Bob Thornton. You know how they always say you want to live vicariously through somebody?
Right.
Bad Santa is it. Fucking bartenders, messing with little black midgets. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, do you drink Santa?
Santa's been known to drink some of the spiked eggnog here and there.
Okay.
But, you know, I got Miss Claus at home. She's be, you know, she starts blah, 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 in my ear all fucking year long. You're not going to read it for December. Blah, 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 blah. Did you check the list? Did you check it twice? Blah, 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 blah. Shut up, bitch.
Have you ever hit Santa, Mrs. Claus?
Next question, please.
You ever
Next
hit her?
Question, please. Santa's been known to take out his pimp hands.
You ever given her a gift? A gift of five fingers across the eyes?
What did five fingers say to the face? Slap! I'm Santa Claus, bitch.
All right, Santa, question number two. What is your biggest fear?
My biggest fear, most people would probably say, is people not believing in Santa. My biggest fear would honestly be those Santa, those reindeers fucking up and leaving me, because then I'm going to have to fucking do it all by myself. Those reindeers do all the shit,
yeah.
And I just fucking throw the presents out the fucking door. You know what, man? If it wasn't for those reindeers, I'd just look like an asshole in the sky.
Well, you kind of do. I'll be honest with you. With your big fucking red suit on and your goddamn beard.
That's it. Call for you, bitch.
I thought that was already decided. Then give me two lumps of coal.
I'm going to give you two lumps of these big balls.
All right, next question. What is a strange or weird thing about you, Santa Claus?
Not many people know this, but Halloween's my most favorite time of the year. I'm going to have to say it. Close right. Second to, you know, my most favorite movie is going to be Nightmare Before Christmas. Sometimes I wish I can visit Halloween Land just so I can get out of this red and green and lights and singing and bullshit. Chestnuts by the fire. Sometimes I want to go scary. Santa Claus like Halloween candy too?
You're a little scary right now, Santa Claus, I got to tell you. A little scary. If kids heard you right now, they would be crying.
I hope
crying kids, their eyes out.
I hope kids don't listen to this stuff. It'd ruin my reputation, man.
Some of them do. Like, what's her name? Lito's aunt's kid's name. Tony. He's a kid, right?
He's a baby's kid.
He still lives in Santa Claus,
He's
right?
He's always on the naughty's list.
All right, Santa Claus, what is your hobby?
I do a lot of stamp collecting. Going around the world, I do pick up a lot of stamps. Some people might see it as boring, but hey, have you ever been in a post office? There's a lot of good-looking girls in there.
No, there's not.
You know what? Fuck you. There is. When you're Santa Claus and you're as old as I am, 90-year-old pussy looks like good pussy to me.
So you're not picky anymore.
No.
You'll open any gift then.
That's my line, man. That's how I get in. Hey, do you have any stamps? Oh, yeah. Your vagina looks pretty good in those stretch pants.
Let me lick it.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Ho, 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 ho. That's a pretty good line.
Here's a nice one. What do you hate or annoys you the most?
The elves. Those
really?
Little bastards.
Why?
It's kind of like let me see. How do you guys put it out here? You know how you go to a warehouse and you got all the Mexicans in the back and they're just fucking yip-yapping in their bullshit talk and they start their unions and they start thinking they have all the power when really it's all about the man. Well, I'm the man and they're all little pieces of shit. So when they come up and they start, hey, Santa, I want to do this. Hey, Santa, we do all the work and you do nothing. Fuck you guys. You guys are my bitches.
All right, Santa. What is the gayest song on your iPod?
It's probably going to have to be Justin Bieber's Baby, Baby, Baby. Now, that dyke can sing. You know, sometimes I'll be serenading Miss Claus. I'm like, baby, 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 ooh. Then I show her my jingle balls, put them all up on her chin. You know, like I said, I like them old chicks. Miss Santa, she likes them young dykes. That's why we like Justin Bieber.
Bieber. All right, which celebrity would you be gay with? Santa Claus?
It'd probably have to be Tim Allen in the Santa Claus. There's nothing wrong with fucking yourself.
You think Tim Allen's attractive, Santa Claus? What about when he gains all that weight?
I'll just say one thing.
Yeah.
Tim Allen doing that grunt with me behind him? Oh, yeah. I like to deck the halls all day.
All right. What is your most embarrassing moment?
I'll say it. One time Santa may have drink a little bit too much eggnog. And one time Santa may have started Christmas in November. There was a lot of surprised Somalians that year. Let's just say that.
They don't get gifts.
Oh, yeah.
They do?
They get the gift of life. Hey, by the way,
yes.
Those commercials where you donate 5 cents a day and every Somalian kid lives?
Mm-hmm.
That's all bullshit. It's all me, buddy.
What, you get the money?
I give the nickels. They get 3 pennies. It's a profit type of game. All right? How do you think all these presents get paid for?
They give it to Santa Claus?
Yeah.
Oh, Christ.
You know all those letters that get sent to the North Pole?
You're not that good of a guy after all, huh?
All that shit gets recycled. Turn its money. It's all a pyramid scheme.
You're kind of a dick, if you ask me. All right. When you're younger, or now, it doesn't matter. Did you ever tuck your dick between your legs and pretend you were a girl?
Santa is the original candy cane hider. I have put that thing everywhere.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but Santa, we gotta go. Those toys aren't gonna make themselves.
Hey, you know, he's right. You're a busy guy. Christmas is right around the corner. But hey, I appreciate you taking the time to hang out with the Danger Hour and show us the real side of Santa.
To the Danger Hour. Fuck you guys. I'll see you next December. Ho, ho, ho. Jingle these balls.
Hey, Alf, come here real quick. Come here.
No, we gotta go. We gotta go.
Hey, Santa's a big dude. It's gonna take him a while to get situated in that sleigh. We got a little time. Just, can you answer a few questions real quick?
Okay, well, if you make it real fast, because we got a lot of toys to make. There's a lot of work to do.
Oh, come on. I told him the same thing. You can drop the act, all right? In the Danger Hour, you can be yourself. You can say what you want.
Really?
Of course. So what's your name?
Skittle.
No shit. That's what my kid named her elf. That's funny.
Well, it's a very common elf name. It's not very creative.
Well, I didn't know that. All right, whatever. Hey, I want to ask you a question real quick. Just one question.
Okay.
All right. What is the deal with Santa Claus? I mean, what do the elves really think of him? Be honest.
Well, I can't answer that question. I'll get in lots of trouble.
No. He won't ever hear this. Trust me.
Are you sure about that?
Yeah, man, for sure. I mean, he put a whole lot out there today on this show. I mean, he pretty much showed everyone who he really is, the real Santa Claus. So, you know, if he's being honest, why can't you be honest, too? Go ahead, spill it, man. What do you really think about him?
That fat motherfucker. He's been screwing us elves for years. Here we are, slaving away all year, making toys, and he takes all the credit. He doesn't give us any respect. He doesn't give us any acknowledgement. He doesn't even thank us. He just takes all the glory and lets all these kids worship him while we are the ones, the backbone of Christmas. The little sweatshop workers, if you will. And we don't get paid. No, he hardly even feeds us. That's why we're so small. We're malnourished. And he even touches some of us in inappropriate ways.
Well, you know, I probably shouldn't have asked you these questions.
Danger, you gotta help me. Please don't make me go back with him. You gotta save me, please. Please don't let him take me again. Please, Danger, please.
Hey, you better get going. You got a whole lot of toys to make, and I think I hear him calling you. So thanks for talking to us. It's been very cool. See you later, Skittle. Take it easy.
Nobody cares about us elves. Nobody. I'm gonna fucking kill myself. Merry Christmas, assholes. Fuck you, Danger. You little faggot.
Holy shit, that was wild, huh? All right, I'm going to take a little break and get Leto back in here, and we'll carry on with the show. Merry Christmas, indeed.
Wow. What was that all about, dude?
Bunch of drama, dude. Santa and his fucking elf. Nonsense. I don't know. Turns out Skittle's real. Who knew?
Skittle's real. Really?
Real, yeah.
You know what? I was at the door, and I was trying to hear something, but I don't know if it was a Christmas... you know, force field or something. I couldn't hear shit.
Christmas force field.
I don't know, dude.
All right, Lito. Now at this time, I thought we should do the year in review. Pretty much where we look back real quick on 2012. Okay. What did you think of the year? Was it good for you?
Yes.
Yeah?
It was a lot more prosperous than 2011.
I got to tell you the same thing, man. Yeah. It was way fucking better for me.
It was a good year, man.
It was a good year.
I thought it went by really fast.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the way over here, and I could have... it was really funny because, you know, this year didn't go by without thinking of Judgment Day or Doomsday or the end of the world day. And I remember telling myself, like, hey, remember that day I said, hey, we got 8 more months to live. We better do whatever we do. And then we got 6 more months, and then we got 5 more months, and then we got next week. So...
And here we are.
This year went flew by, man. Flew by.
It did. It was a good one, though. A lot of good things happened.
The Avengers happened.
I'll get to that shit. All right, Lito, let's look at the beginning. Let's look at the deaths for the year, like we did last year. Who fucking died this year, Lito? I'll tell you who died.
Okay, because I don't remember.
Don't think about it.
Okay.
I'll read you a list of people that have died. You tell me if you know who they are. Who's Larry Hagman?
Oh, fuck, dude. You don't. I don't know.
Okay. I Dream of Jeannie. And also was on Dallas. He was JR. Who shot JR? That's where the Simpsons got their shit from. Who shot Mr. Burns? It was a fucking play on this goddamn show, Dallas. Remember that show?
I've heard of it.
Yeah. My parents used to watch it. I know that for sure. Anyways, who shot JR was like the pretty much like almost, I don't know if it still holds the record for like the most watched thing of all time.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. He died. He was 81. Fuck him. He's dead, right? Who cares? Hector Macho Camacho,
the boxer.
You know him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got shot by some narcos.
Some gangsta motherfucker.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah. That's the way it goes, right?
Live by the gun, die by the gun.
Oh, I was going with sword.
Huh?
The old,
not really,
official saying. Not your goddamn bullshit saying. So was he, I remember the name as a kid, was he a good boxer? I don't know.
I would say yes, because we know who he is, or we know of the name.
That's true.
But the only macho man I know is Randy
Savage. Oh, yeah.
Do the impersonation.
Okay.
That was a great impersonation, by the way.
Because I'm dead.
Yeah.
Anyways. All right. Let me hear your Macho Camacho impression. That's a fucking good one, too.
Not really hard to do, by the way.
Sorry. Our next one is Arthur Jensen. Hmm. Okay. Psychologist, UC Berkeley professor. Here's why I wrote this down. I thought this was funny. He said the gaps between black and white IQ tests was genetic because they're not white. And that, you know, he was called a racist. So a racist died. 89 this year.
I would call him that too.
Yeah. The reason that the blacks' IQs are lower is because it's in their blood.
You know what's never going to be a good idea or anything like that when he calls them the blacks.
Yeah, the blacks. Hmm. Yeah, so he's dead. The next guy is, well, I should have raised this guy. Who gives a fuck about him? Next one is Andy Williams. Is that the dude from The Simpsons that Nelson really wanted to watch sing at that World's Fair?
I couldn't tell you, dude.
Andy Williams, and he sang Moon River. Was that him?
I couldn't tell you. I don't know.
That's why I wrote it down.
This is a year full of, I don't know.
That was a Simpsons trivia question, I guess.
Okay.
I just blew.
I would have gotten
I think that was him, 84 years old.
Okay.
All right. Michael Clark Duncan. Who's that, Lito?
The Big Mile. The
Big Mofa.
Yeah.
Yep. The Big Mile. He was a black.
The Big
My name is John Coffey. Just like the drink, just not spelled the same. Anyway.
Oh, I forgot all about that one, man.
He was a cool motherfucker.
He was a cool motherfucker.
And who knows if he was cool, but just based on what you've seen on him, like he seemed like he'd be a cool dude to hang out with.
He was a big motherfucker too, man. Yeah. That movie he made everybody look tiny. He was also
probably camera tricks.
Yeah. He was also in, what's that, Ricky Bobby Talladega Nights.
Was he?
Yeah.
Was he in the whole nine yards?
No, that was that's Bob Sapp. He's a MMA fighter.
Well, he was in some other. He was okay. Never
mind. He's in Sin City.
No, he wasn't.
Michael Clark Duncan is in Sin City. Remember at the end where they had the shootout?
Yes, you're right.
With all the sluts and the gangsters.
Yes, yeah. He's got a fucked up eyeball, right?
Yeah, he's a gold eye.
Yeah, that's right.
What's his name? I was reading something. They already got somebody else to replace him because they're making another Sin City.
For like fucking 10 years now. I've heard about that movie for forever. Sin City 2 coming out now. Anyway.
Soon.
So, yeah. Neil Armstrong. Who's that, Lito?
The astronaut that walked on the moon.
This is one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 1969. Good year. First man to walk on the moon.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Or else he kept a good secret his whole life.
Exactly. Imagine how awesome he would have been on his deathbed. It was all a lie. And then died.
Wait, has anyone else ever walked on the moon since him? Has there been?
Tom Hanks. And the Transformers.
Tom Hanks didn't walk on the moon.
No?
No.
I thought that's what the whole movie was about.
No, they fucked up and they almost crashed or died or something, right?
Then I don't know.
Tom Hanks. Neil Armstrong, Tom Hanks, and Transformers. That's all we got.
Hey, that's a good list to be with, right?
He was 82. Phyllis Diller, Crazy Old Bat. You know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, who fucking knows? I don't know. I don't know.
Phyllis Diller.
95 years old. Look at that bitch.
Oh, it's a girl?
Phyllis? Yeah. Yeah. Phyllis. Sure. Next guy. Tony Scott. Tony Scott.
I don't know any of these people.
No?
No.
Tony Scott jumped up a bridge. Tony Scott.
Oh, the the director.
Yeah. What an asshole. Killed himself. Hey, without him, we wouldn't have
Highway to the Danger Zone. Gonna take it right into the Danger Zone.
Yeah.
Tony Scott.
Tony Scott. Too soon? What a dickhead.
Yeah.
He jumped off the Vincent Thomas Bridge in San Pedro. He was 68. Idiot.
I heard there's pictures of people taking pictures of the like the background. You know, like they're just doing a family shot. Now he sees like this little black dot and it's him.
No fucking way.
It's crazy, huh?
Was it at night?
I don't think it was. I thought it was during the day. I could be wrong. Most likely I'm wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume that you do it at night.
Yeah.
Why would you kill yourself in the middle of the day?
Maybe he wants to go out with the...
Isn't the most depressing time at night? Like, I'm going to go in the dark desert. After I watch Coraline, I'm going to jump off the bridge. All right, next guy is... a guy. Not my white brother. His name's Gregory, though. Gregory Powell. The reason I wrote his name down is because he was a notorious murderer. In 1963, he killed a cop near Bakersfield. This is important because it shattered the image of the invincible cop. Before then, I guess, you know, the cops were like, you can't kill cops. They're fucking heroes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And this motherfucker destroyed one of them. It's like, oh, shit. So after that, the police changed their policies based on this motherfucker alone.
Yeah.
So, hey, he did something.
The Powell Clause?
The Powell Clause. Yeah, 79.
Wow.
Sherman Hemsley. Lito?
Moving on up.
Up to heaven.
Yeah.
That's right. Or did he? Sherman Hemsley, The Jeffersons, All in the Family, Fresh Prince, Family Matters. Pretty much every black show, he was on it. He was 74.
Black show.
Next up is Sally Ride. Who's that?
Sally Ride.
Sally Ride.
Never heard of her.
The first American woman in space. Space. Space.
Now you're telling lies.
No, that's true.
That's shenanigans.
Who knew, right? Women in space, they allowed them. They probably allowed her up there so she can cook meals for the astronauts.
I was going to say, I didn't know you could get to space from the kitchen.
She was 61. Look at that, early.
Was her husband, what's his name? Ralphie? One of these days, Alice. One of these days.
Right. Pow! To the moon.
Yeah.
Right in the kisser. That was Alice, by the way. Ernest Borgnine. You know him?
He was an old gratuity foo, right?
He had a big gap in his teeth.
Yeah.
He was on The Simpsons, too. On the episode where they get lost in the ocean.
Yeah.
And they're on the little boat.
He's all, don't worry. I've got my... I had a... Homer stole his Swiss Army knife.
Yeah. Isn't that when they were on Camp Crystal Lake?
Yeah.
And you're... Anyway. I heard the guy had a huge cock. I think it was him.
Lucky bastard.
Maybe it wasn't him. Maybe it was someone else.
I heard Liam Neeson had a huge cock.
I've heard that too.
Hmm.
We should do some investigative reporting, Lito. Find out about the Santa Claus pay and Liam Neeson's cock. All right.
That's all I want for Christmas.
Ernest Borgnine was 95 years old.
Wow.
Andy Griffith from the Andy Griffith Show. Who was the kid on that show, Lito?
I didn't watch
the little boy.
The ginger.
Ron Howard.
Yeah, that's why I
famous
meant.
Director.
Yeah.
Look at that.
I like the brother instead, the retarded looking one.
Who, Barney Fife?
No. Ron
Howard's
real
Clint
life
Howard.
Brother. Yeah.
Oh, he's a fucking mess. That guy's scary, dude. Clint Howard. He's the only guy that would hire him, by the way. Ron Howard.
He's the I only guess
one that puts him in his movies. And Matlock. Look at that.
Matlock, we love you.
86 years old. Rodney King. You know he died?
They found him in a pool, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
91 beat. He's famous for getting beat.
Yeah. I guess his age beat him after all.
They found him at the bottom of a swimming pool in Rialto. 47 years old. Just like Corey.
Oh.
He was in Rialto. Connecting, maybe.
Shout out to Corey.
Shout out to Corey. Murderer. Henry Hill. Who's that, Lito?
Hank Hill's father.
No. Henry Hill, better portrayed by late Ray Liotta in The Goodfellas.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say that. I was watching Goodfellas yesterday.
How did you know this?
Because I...
The fucking... The whistleblower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It came snitch. Up to my head, too, and I was like, wait a minute, no, that can't be him.
The snitch. Yeah. He's dead. He fucking died. Don't be a fucking rat. Don't be a fucking rat. Gone.
God.
69 years old. I'm surprised they didn't take him out earlier, right?
They couldn't find him.
Really?
I guess not.
How good are the fucking mob then? They can't find him after all these time, you know?
Nah. They should have hired Dog the Bounty Hunter and his beautiful mullet.
All right, Lito, this one's for you. I wrote it down for you only. Ray Bradbury. Who is he?
Science Swing fiction author.
Huh? Yeah, very good.
Science fiction author, wasn't he?
Writer, yeah. The Martian Chronicles.
Yeah.
You know about that? Yeah. 91.
I heard something.
Richard Dawson.
Hmm.
Come on, Lito. Richie Dossie.
Swing and a miss.
Richard Dawson was a host for The Family Feud. He touched every woman and kissed every woman. And he was a fucking pervert.
Good answer. Good
and I'm
answer.
Sure he probably fucked thousands of women. You ever watch that show? The old one? This old white dude? No? He's go, hello, sweetheart. What's going on? Every fucking woman. How
that's
you
fucking
doing?
Awesome.
Hold
man.
Her hand. Dude, I'm not fucking with you. Put his arm around her. This guy was he was molesting every woman. Watch the old school Family Feuds. This guy was molesting all the women and kissing them on the cheeks.
See,
and
it was okay.
And the lips. And the lips.
Back then, rape was okay. That's why.
Yeah. This guy was a stud, dude. As a kid, I used to be like, this motherfucker, look at him. He's got his hands all over everyone.
I want to grow up to be like
he's
him.
He's got his hands in every candy dish over here. All right. Robin Gibb.
You can tell by the way I use my woman.
Oh, yeah.
One of the Bee Gees. Dead.
Have you ever seen...
Staying Alive, huh?
No.
Not so much Staying Alive, are you? Now, Robin... No, I'm just kidding.
Have you ever seen Jimmy Fallon and Justin Timberlake do do them on the Saturday Night Live?
That's pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, man, that's really funny.
The gay song was,
How deep is your love? How deep is your love? Tell me I need to know.
I wouldn't know.
Cause I'm living in a world.
It's kind of weird that he's looking at me as he does this, by the way. I choose to look away.
No?
No. Anyway,
62. Donna Summer, another one. Queen of Disco.
Yeah.
Ooh, I love to love you, baby.
You like that one?
She works hard for the money.
Yeah, she's dead. 63.
Yeah, she's dead.
Carol Shelby. Who's that, Lito?
The inventor of the Shelby Mustang?
Yeah. And the Cobra.
Yes.
Look at that.
Also known as Cobra Commander, right?
Yes, in G.I. Joe.
Cobra!
89. That guy did something for man, for men, right?
Right.
Fuck yeah. I got to salute him with a... Ugh!
What was that?
Wait, do we do that?
I don't think so.
Oh, we just drink, right?
We can.
Let's drink the Carol Shelby. Fucking muscle. You don't have a beer, do you?
Look, 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 look.
Vidal Sassoon. He's dead.
Him I know.
Lather, rinse, repeat, Lito. Lather,
rinse, repeat.
Next time you're doing that, think of Vidal Sassoon in your hair. Squirting all in your hair.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I could do that.
It's a dude, by the way.
Sexy dude.
Probably gay.
You think that was the biggest, you know, coy, as I think they say it, that he just pretended to be gay just so he could get closer to women and start touching them and fondling? I think a lot of so-called gay guys are just doing it so they can get in, you know, get into the, get behind the lines.
I'm looking at you, Eddie Gears.
Yeah.
All right. Adam MCA Yuck.
Yuck.
What is it? Yuck?
Yuck. Yes.
Who's that, Lito?
One Beastie Boy.
Rapper, bass player. Beastie Boys.
Oh, man. Beastie Boys is the shit.
I don't care for them.
Yeah, well, that's because you're gay. I remember back in a long summer day, me and Dominic.
Who?
Yeah. We used to listen to License to Ill all the time and stay fresh. What up, y'all?
Nah.
You don't know what's up, yo.
Never got on board with that shit. Never cared. Beastie Boys. Mm. Rest in peace, asshole.
Jeez.
I'm going to get hate mail now.
Yeah.
Beastie Boys are the bestest. Yeah. All right, Lito, next up is one of yours. Junior Seau.
You know what?
Junior Seau. Let me tell you something. USC linebacker, Chargers, Pro Bowl 12 years in a row. And guess what he did to celebrate all that success? He swallowed a bullet.
What a jerk.
Look at that.
That guy, I don't know what his deal was, man. He had to have some pretty big demons because he had this one TV show that he was doing right before that where he would go to I remember watching this one episode where he was helping Boston convert the arena into an ice hockey rink, mm-hmm. into the Boston Celtics, hardwood floor and everything like that. He would go to different, you know, arena stadiums, do the, the normal jack-offs jobs. And it was really cool, man. He was, really cool. I remember playing Madden Tecmo Super Bowl. Madden Tecmo Super Bowl. That's not a real thing. I remember playing Tecmo Super Bowl, and I'd always pick Junior Seau on the AFC, Pro Bowl team.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah. I guess I used to pick him. That would be the proper word.
You can still pick him. He played, like, old game.
Yeah.
All right, next up is who's Amarillo Slim. Who's that?
Sounds like a cigarette.
World Series of Poker winner. He's pretty much a creepy old dude with a rattlesnake on his hat. No? I thought you were a fan.
No, I guess somebody called his bluff, huh?
He's all
in. I guess he cashed in all his chips.
Or did he fold? Oh. 83 years old, and he's dead. Mike Wallace.
It was Mike Wallace for 60 minutes.
Is that him?
Is he the one that whistled? No, that's not him. That's Dan Rather from CBS News.
That's good. I like that. Maybe it is. Wait, is it him? It's not Dan Rather. Isn't Dan Rather like, this is Dan Rather.
I don't know. I just remember watching Family Guy one time. He's all, this is CBS News reporting from
Next up is the... Oh, he was 93. Thomas Kinkade. Who's that?
I don't know.
Faggy guy, dude. Painter.
Really?
He called himself the Painter of Light. I'm the Painter of Light. He painted a bunch of Jesus fucking shit. My mom used to like him. Oh, Thomas Kinkade.
Oh, so, my God.
It's so nice. Anyway, he's dead. 54. Jim Marshall. That's important. Look right next to you, Lito. To the left. Down. Lower. What do you see?
A guitar?
No.
Fucking idiot. This big black box.
Yeah. What's that called?
A speaker.
Yeah, it's close enough. Amp. Marshall. Jim Marshall. Look at that. He supplied Jimi Hendrix, Motley Crue, and Spinal Tap.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Look at that. 88. God bless you, Jim Marshall. Oh, look at this guy. John Dimjanjuk. Dimjanjuk.
Wow.
John Dimjanjuk. Yeah. I should call the Nazi neighbor over here right
Why?
Now. Because he's a convicted Nazi death camp guard. He took part in more than 28,000 deaths.
Holy shit, 28,000 deaths?
And he's dead. He got convicted of, being an asshole and a killer. He spent a lot of his life in jail. 91 years old. Go fuck yourself, Jim Dimjanjuk. Whatever the fuck your name is. Next up is Ralph McQuarrie. Lito?
I don't know, dude.
Fail.
I don't know any of these people.
Fail. Ralph McQuarrie designed Darth Vader, C-3PO, R2-D2, Stormtroopers, and others. His artwork alone, not alone, contributed to Star Wars getting accepted as a movie.
I salute you.
82. I'm surprised you don't know that. Davy Jones. The Monkees? Fuck them. 48. No, 66. Sorry. How about this bitch? I didn't like her. Well, her product anyway. Jan Berenstein.
From the Berenstein Bears?
That's right.
As I like a kid, the Berenstein Bears.
As a kid, I'm like, this books are kind of fucking stupid. No?
There was one Berenstein Bears that had, for whatever reason, it was like the boy, and he had a whole bunch of like action figures. And I always liked that book because that book had so many different variation of characters that I would try to draw them and come up with my own like action figures. Other than that, yeah, the book was kind of sappy. The bears kind of looks really hillbilly-ish.
Oh, fuck yeah.
But
as a kid, I remember reading them, like, but I was like, this is kind of dumb.
They're all right. I thought they were all right.
Sorry. Here we go. Whitney Houston. Fucking idiot. 48 years old. Snorted her life away. What was your favorite Whitney Houston song? You got one?
I think she would probably sing it like this.
And I was waiting for something. I'm like, oh wait, he's doing this whole bit. Very nice.
Unbreak my heart.
That's not her.
No?
No. That's like Toni Braxton, right?
Really? Oh, then I wouldn't know. Say you love me again. Undo this heart,
because when you walk the door, walk out of my life.
Is Toni Braxton, yeah. Okay.
Whitney Houston was,
and I will always love you.
Woo! Yeah. Or,
I'm every woman.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, classic Whitney is a, you remember American Psycho? Do you like Whitney Houston?
The greatest love of all.
I don't know. Anyway, she's dead.
I'm liking the sympathy you're showing to all these people, by the way.
Oh, what about another black? Don Cornelius.
Another black.
Soul Train.
I guess he really is on a Soul Train now, dickhead. Huh?
He's a troll. Soul Train to hell. 74.
Soul. No, you're going to hell.
Who's Joe Paterno?
He's
the molester, right?
He watched the molesting, didn't
Well,
he?
Well, that's better. He observed.
He was a voyeur.
He's dead. 85. Fuck yourself. Rest in hell, you bastard. Rest in the flames. Go watch. Watch your ass get penetrated over and over again by the devil and Michael Jackson. And the last one is Etta James.
Endless, my love is coming.
Beyonce's dead. Right?
Yeah, I like that song.
Right? Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's dead. 73. That's it. The rest really? Don't That's matter. All? No, that was like 150, but the rest don't matter.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder if I'm. What I hope to achieve with this show is to be on somebody's list of famous people that have passed away.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That's what you want?
Yes. That's all I want in life.
Good luck, buddy. All right, here we go with the songs of the year.
Year.
All right. It was hard to find this information, dude, the songs.
Really?
Yeah, because you type in like, oh, the song top songs of 2012. And it shows you the current ones. Like, no. I want the all time. So I found one list from iTunes top songs. It only gave me fucking 5, though. That's it.
They're probably all horrible anyway. So that's all we need. 10.
Yeah, I don't know. Tell me if you know what these are, because I don't fucking know. I don't think I do. I haven't looked at them really.
And we will try to recreate them through song.
Of course. Call Me Maybe, Carly Rae Jepsen. Call Me Maybe.
Just call me maybe. Blah, 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 blah.
Is that how it goes?
I think so.
What the fuck?
I remember. So here's your number. So call me maybe.
I don't know that fucking song.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's like very
That's
tween.
Number one song?
Really?
Fucking wow. A. Call me maybe.
I miss the days of Limp Bizkit.
All right, I know this one. Number two.
Somebody that I used to know. I fucking hate that song.
Go TA. Yeah. It was like, oh, this is kind of cool. The first fucking 85 times you heard it. And the second 3,000 times you heard it, it was like, fuck this song. Peter's like, I hate it. He hates that one. All right, next one. We Are Young. Fun.
We
Featuring
are
Janelle
young.
Monáe. Is that the one that goes, is that one? Yeah. Next one is Payphone, Maroon 5.
Payphone.
Featuring Wiz Khalifa. I don't fucking know, dude.
I don't know that one.
Jesus Christ. Next one, Starships by Nicki Minaj. Fuck the Starships. Fuck music, dude. Ugh.
I know one
of these songs.
Everyone's talking about these One Direction assholes that they're like the next NSYNC.
I don't know anything. I never heard any song.
I've never heard a song.
Me neither. I'm proud of that, by the way.
Me too.
All right. Let's go to movies.
Okay.
And the year in review movies. Okay. I'm going to start with 21 because there's a reason why.
Holy shit.
Because
21.
Number 21 is Magic Mike.
Wow, really? That one made?
Yeah, dude, it made it with a whopping $113,721,571.
721 was yours, right? 721 was your dollars?
Oh my God, because I saw to it. Them? Yeah. All right, 20, The Vow. What the fuck is The Vow?
I saw it.
Oh, Christ.
Saw it with Babadoo.
Is that that gay one?
So the movie is with Channing Tatum again.
Oh.
The chick gets into an accident and loses her memory, and she doesn't remember the guy that she married. And we went to go see it, and the accident that she loses her memory, she forgets to put her seatbelt on, and they live in the, of course, they live in the snow, and they're driving around, and the fucking truck hits her, I think, and she flies through the fucking window, right? And, like, I'm fucking dying laughing, right? I'm up. You know, I'm laughing.
Yeah.
And Babadook's like, shut up.
This is serious.
This is serious. Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah. I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Fuck
to
you,
me.
Channing Tatum.
Exactly.
Hmm. All right. That one made 125. Safe House. You saw that one?
Yeah,
it was all right.
Denzel.
Denzel. Yeah,
that was all right.
Denzel. Prometheus.
That was good. Was hoping for better.
I liked it. I liked the self-abortion. That was nice.
Yeah, I thought it was bullshit at the end that they just added that it was an alien prequel.
Mm. Dick, that was going into it.
I don't know. It felt like it just... Oh, by the way, here.
You know that they walked into this alien ship from the first one, right?
I get that, but there was nothing... like. They made this fucking weird starfish looking monster at the end, and then it inhabits the body, and then, okay, out of those two monsters or beings, they make the alien. Like, there was nothing to do with the alien except for, like, this monster that nobody's ever seen. Like, it's barely, like, the tentacles or something, right? And this big human godly
thing.
Wasn't
that in the first, wasn't that in the first ones?
No.
Was it that weird looking fucker?
No, not at all.
I don't know. All right, sorry. Taken 2. You watch that shit?
No, I like Taken 1, but
I couldn't commit to the... Why would you watch this one? Isn't it the same fucking movie?
Oh, no, you've been taken again.
I better find you with my huge cock.
Use anyway. It as a metal detector.
21 Jump Street. That was a good one.
I'd have to admit, I did enjoy it.
Oh, wow. Hotel Transylvania. I didn't see that coming.
Haven't seen it.
Fucking Adam Sandler. I can't get on board with that guy no more.
I'm so fucking done with Adam Sandler. I enjoy his older movies, but something about him recently that he's always got to be some kind of... His movies where he's not animated, it seems like his recent movies, he's a billionaire that like is married to this hot chick and something goes awry, you know? Like, Grown Ups, he was married to Selma Hayek and he's a fucking... movie agent in that horrible movie Jack and Jill. He's like a fucking commercial maker with this huge house, and he's married to I forget whoever who it is, and his best friends with Al Pacino. Like the last couple movies, he's
what about
always...
Click? He's married to fucking what's her name?
Oh my
the hottest chick
God,
of all,
dudes. He just keeps on getting richer and richer and fucking. He's not
what
doing
the fuck's
like
that girl's name.
Kate Beckinsale. When she comes out in the little Indian costume.
That chick is fucking hot as shit. Yeah. Classic beauty.
Showing.
Oh. Yeah, fuck you, Adam Sandler.
Fuck you, Adam Sandler.
He's always got to have his goddamn
Go
voice.
Back to the butter boy. I like that.
Yeah. I don't like the voices he makes. He bugs the fuck out of me. Anyway. Snow White and the Huntsman. Or the Cuntsman.
I know Faye watched that.
You didn't see it?
No.
It wasn't bad. I gotta tell you, it was okay.
You would say that.
Ice Age Continental Drift.
Continental Drift?
Continental. Yeah.
Going back to The Huntsman, I saw Twilight once, and that chick I cannot get behind as an actor because she's horrible. She has two expressions, awkward.
Oh, yeah.
And really awkward. I'm so in love with you.
You're right.
Oh, I'm going to. I got these elves and they're gonna.
Or like the. Like, yeah, that the thing. Yeah.
Even in real life, dude. Her like I've seen her on the fucking like the award show. Oh, thank you for this award. Oh, my God. And like,
oh, yeah. She's a fucking mess on those interviews and shit. Yeah.
You cannot stand her.
Next one, Wreck-It Ralph.
I like that. Took my godson to go see it. I liked it a lot more than he did. That was a good movie because I'm nerdcore like that. They had a lot of homage to old video games, which I liked. You know, a lot of times they take these, you know, I think a lesser company wouldn't have gotten the property rights to display like Street Fighter characters and Pac-Man and like actual real life characters.
Yeah.
But I fancied those real life homages to, you know, the games and everything like that. And yeah. It was really clever on how they had a, you know, how they made the story. I don't want to give too much away. It was really clever how they brought them all together after closing time. You got to watch it.
I will. MIB3. You see that one?
All right. I think I saw it twice. I downloaded it, and then we took Babadoo's godson to go see it because he wanted to go see it. They did lose a lot of MIB to it, and it was all right. I think it was better than the second one, but the end does, you know, kind of, it does have one of those like heart fucking, oh God, I'm going to
cry. I saw it.
You know, like, it was like kind of.
I thought it was way funnier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah. No, I do.
I was expecting.
I get that from the Men in Black movies. I thought Josh Brolin was perfect for young Tommy Lee Jones.
Well, fuck yeah, he nailed it.
Oh man, and what they did with like Andy Warhol and like I love.
I enjoyed
that.
The fuck out of the movie actually.
Yeah, now that I'm thinking about it, I love how MIB always humorifies, you know, the characters. Like, oh shit, he was an alien. You know, like it's kind of cool.
Dude, I was expecting shit when we watched it. I'm like, this is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, Will Smith, what are you going to, you make me laugh, really?
Yeah.
He did. he delivered.
Yeah.
The movie was good. Josh Brolin nailed it. Tommy Lee Jones is good as fuck. You know, the effects were all right. The bad guy was kind of annoying. Yeah. But I got over that.
I'm you from the past.
Yeah.
No, how can you be you from the me in the future?
That guy was annoying, but yeah. I still enjoyed it. All right, The Lorax. I never seen that shit. You?
Oh, God. I took my godson to go see that, right? We went to go watch it after we saw another movie. We were doing the double feature sneaking. And he was fucking loving it, dude. He was fucking singing and dancing and all the other bullshit kids in the theater were singing and they were loving it. I fell asleep. I felt like I fell asleep for 2 hours. And this movie seemed to go on for another fucking hour, dude. I was like, I was like, God damn, this is the fucking gayest movie I've ever seen.
Really?
And I give cartoon movies a chance. This movie just seemed too fucking. I think it's Dr. Seuss movies. I've never been a fan of Dr. Seuss myself. So,
will you with a shoe? You won't do it with number two and girl screw you with glue?
Yeah. I guess I'm not that blue.
What about Madagascar 3, Europe's Most Wanted?
Didn't watch it.
Yeah, fuck those movies. I don't know. Ted?
Ted, fuck yeah, dude. I love that movie.
I haven't seen it.
Good fucking movie. I hope
I
you
asked
like
Natalie
it.
For the Blu-ray for Christmas.
It was a good
I
movie.
Figured I like it. I don't know.
It was really funny. Really, really funny. Especially if have you ever seen the old Flash Gordon?
No.
Oh, man. God, dude. The Flash Gordon movie is so fucking cheesy back in the day that they pay a lot. I mean, oh, man. Just watch it.
All right.
Watch it.
Brave.
Didn't watch it. Do want to watch it.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. We took
that Disney movie?
Yeah, Pixar, yeah. Disney Pixar.
Seems like Disney Pixar kind of has they have some forgettable movies on.
This one was forgettable for me. I was like, I don't give a
it's
shit.
It's not like the like I think what was it, Dinosaurs? That was a forgettable one.
Dinosaurs.
You remember they made a dinosaur movie? See,
Pixar?
That's how forgettable it was, yeah.
Pixar?
Yeah.
Dinosaur movie?
Yes. They made a dinosaur movie a couple years back. I would say 10 years back. I want to say right after Toy Story sometime. I think
really?
It was Pixar, yeah.
I don't think so, man.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Dinosaur, I don't know. Yeah, this one was like, it was cute, I guess. But yeah, I just, in the movie, I was like, after it was over, I'm like, to Natalie. I was like, whatever, right? I liked it. I was like, oh, I guess. I'm fine. The Amazing Spider-Man.
First time I saw it, I didn't really see the like in it. I thought it was okay. The second time I saw it, I liked it a lot more.
Really?
Yeah.
So I got to give it a chance then.
I liked it a lot more the second time around. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to see what... I liked it a lot more as a comic fan, just because they did hold a lot of, you know, originality.
To the mythos?
Yeah, exactly. But
Next one?
Yeah.
Skyfall.
I've never given a James Bond movie a chance.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's funny because you would think I would watch a James Bond movie.
Why?
just because I like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, you fucking idiot.
I heard that movie's made a lot of money too. Like,
yeah,
something closer to like 975 million, right?
271 million.
I thought I read something different today.
Maybe that's worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah, I think it was worldwide.
Twilight Saga: Breaking Dawn Part 2. I haven't seen this shit
yet.
But her sisters were like, "Oh my god, it's so good! You must see it. It's like the best one. It's so good. Oh my god, the ending is so like it twists for something you." Ugh. Yeah.
How can you be surprised when it's?
I will wait.
So you can jerk happily off at home.
I'll happily wait. The Hunger Games. You seen that shit?
Didn't watch it.
It was all right. Eh. No, it wasn't all right. It was whatever.
Yeah.
I read the book. Yeah, it was okay. And then they got gay. It just got gay. It appealed to the young fucking teeny boppers like towards the end. Like, ah, fuck you. The end was shit. Anyways, Dark Knight Rises. Nearly half a billion.
Yeah.
I just watched it again recently.
Good movie.
Super Dick did fuck it up for me.
You because fucking ruined it, dude.
I listened to the, you know what? I listened recently to the show when you were talking about that. Like, fuck you, Super Dick, for ruining the movie. And yeah, I didn't think about it, but while I was watching it, I'm like, this is kind of dumb.
Right? I was watching it.
Oh, man.
And the thing is, I was watching The Dark Knight with Joker, and I was like, god damn, this is a fucking good movie, man. God damn, this is a good movie. And I'm watching Dark Knight Rises. I was like, like the Dark Knight, dude. I watched that movie. I don't know. I would say hundreds of times. Dark Knight Rises, twice. And I'm good.
Yeah. Fucking Super Dick, you asshole. When I first saw that shit in the theater, I was like pumped. Like, this is a great fucking movie.
I can't wait to watch it again and again and again.
I saw it twice in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Not anymore. Like, I watched it once now. I'm like,
See, like, Avengers, I think I've seen that movie like 6-7 times.
There you go. The Avengers number one. That's it. All right. Now it's time for I Fancy That.
It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
All right, Lito, what do you got? Fancy me up.
Fancy you up?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I fancy lately for December, my neighborhood, we have been having this, it's kind of like a Christmas decoration fucking one-upsmanship. And lately I've been noticing every time somebody puts up some lights, the neighbor, you know, close to them will put up some more lights, and that neighbor puts some more lights, and that neighbor puts some more lights up. So it seems like everyone's been having this neighborhood competition of who has the better light set up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's turned into a friendly competition. I've never really gotten into it. But it's kind of cool to actually see one neighborhood full of lights. Well, it's not even a full neighborhood. It's just our little, you know, couple houses that are full of lights. And it does something for you for the Christmas spirit. And I fancy that.
Nice.
Short and sweet.
All right. I fancy the time off work, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be getting 4 days off coming up for Christmas.
Nice.
I'm going to get, I'm sorry, dude. I want to rub it in your face because I know you're a weekend warrior, right? So I don't work weekends. And so Christmas is on Tuesday. So yeah, I get off Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I fancy the shit out of that. And plus, because we get the next week after that off, 4 days off too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I got to make it that way. I got to put in some extra work during the week to get that Monday off. Yeah, but yeah, dude, that's what I fancy the fuck out of. I mean, this Christmas or, 4 days and then 4 days again. Not that I want to work, but it's nice to have the time off.
Oh, yeah.
And what else do we? Did we have like a holiday recently?
Thanksgiving.
Well, after that, was there anything after that?
No.
Kind of like Columbus Luther King Day or something?
Columbus Luther King Day?
I don't know. Anyways, time off work for holidays. Oh, you know what? It's not like a dickhead. But that time off, you spend doing fun stuff with your family.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So,
I fancy that.
Anyways, and now it's time to wrap this shit up, Lito, right? It's late.
That's how we always do it.
That's at 11. I got to work at 6:30 tomorrow. Now it's time for the fucking moment. Here we go.
Fuck you!
All right, Lito, give me your fucks.
It's kind of weird that my fucking moment's going to go this way, even though I just said I fancy the decorations. But my fucking moment goes to the people that put their decorations on their cars. You know these people that fucking they put the little like reindeer antlers on their on their windows, and like they'll put like a red nose on a grill.
Yes.
Or like they put the Reeves, or you know I just
yeah, I hate it.
I fucking just despise it. And you know, it goes along with the fucking like the Raider the flags on the windows and everything.
You
like
see the
that
Raiders?
Too. Yeah. I said the Raiders flags.
What about if it's an Angels flag? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay.
Dickhead.
Just all that stuff is a little too much. I don't mind stickers. I mean, to have your car fucking flapping down the way.
Yeah.
Or just, I mean, it's too much. Too much.
It is too much. I agree.
A little too much. So, car decorations, example, the reindeer antlers or the fucking reefs on the grill or the fucking, I've seen lights on cars too, man. I just, fuck you guys.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, stupid.
I'm with you on that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My fuck you goes to, we kind of mentioned earlier, Santa Clauses that don't add up. What I mean is a fake beard. I don't fucking like the fake beard Santa Claus. It's bullshit. I also don't like the skinny Santa Claus. I like a dude, you know, that's got the weight on him with the big fucking natural beard, white. Doesn't got to be long, but that's, you know, that's a
preference.
Desire. Yeah, preferable. Yeah. And, you know, like the, what do you call it? The Miracle 34th Santa Claus. He had a short beard. Remember him?
Yeah, I do.
The Jurassic Park guy?
I was just thinking about it right now.
The Jurassic Park guy? He wasn't even that fat.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. I mean, Disney.
Welcome
I mean,
to
Christmas.
My lap. Anyways. Yeah, I don't like, because I've seen, you know, you've seen it. We've all seen it. The guy at the mall with the fucking fake beard. No, that's not working for me. Or the black dude. You ever
see? I've never seen Black Santa.
Yeah, I never have either. In a movie I have. I don't know. Yeah, stick to the fucking, get a real dude. Preferably also without a
keep it classic
molesting history. Do your research. Anyways, have the guy look the part. An older dude, nice thick fucking white beard, nice bowl full of jelly. All that
jolly,
stuff.
Very jolly.
With rosy cheeks. He's got to have a good voice too. He can't be like,
oh, oh, oh.
He's got to be like, oh, 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 oh. That whole thing. So,
you fancy Santa? Or you?
You know what I want to tell you real quick? You mentioned it earlier too. I was going to bring it up. Dominic.
Who?
Yeah. He was in this video. We got to post it somehow.
Oh,
it's not on YouTube.
That's right.
It's not on YouTube somehow, but we got to get it. He is transporting a Santa Claus in the fucking Coast Guard helicopter. And they're flying him to some fucking remote area with like these Indian kids. I don't know. Or Eskimo kids, what the fuck they are. And it's a fucking skinny goddamn Santa Claus with a fake beard. Skinny dude. And, you know, he's like, hey, how are you doing? And Dominic,
who
is sitting there in the fucking seat looking like a douchebag with his, his helmet on. Like, oh,
helmet and nose, that's all you see.
10-4-3-2-5-9 or what the fuck he's saying. And he looks like a douchebag, but I love him. He's a good dude.
Yeah.
And, yeah. Dominic.
Who?
That's right. Yeah, he's committing, like, a sin, actually. He's transporting a shitty Santa Claus to these kids to,
Didn't even dress up their helicopter like a reindeer or anything like that. They just fucking...
You just said fuck you to all that. Yeah. You want him to have antlers on his helicopter?
I mean, at least you got to still have the fucking preservation of originality. I mean, you can't break tradition.
Anyway, to your shitty Santa Clauses out there, fuck you. Lito, this is the last show of the 2012 year. It's been a pleasure. I'm glad that we ended it together like we did last time.
Yes, we did. Happy Chinooka.
Happy Chinooka and happy Festivus. And
Merry Kwanzaa.
What do you black guys do? I don't care. But don't do it around me.
That's how we end.
Merry XXXmas. Right, Lito?
And to all, a dangerous night.
And what do we say at the end, Lito?
Stay dangerous, my friends.
Well, I woke up to go get me a cold pop, and then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire. Then I ran out. I didn't grab no shoes or nothing, Jesus. I ran for my life. And then the smoke got me. I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time. Ain't nobody got time for that. Woke up to go give me a cold pop. Then I thought somebody was barbecuing. I said, oh, Lord Jesus.